This is episode number 100, a.k.a. Indusfest, of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of October 26th, 2009.
It's time for me to talk. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have been waiting for six long-ass months say these words right here. Hello and welcome to Indusfest! This is episode number 100 of the Interactive 100. Distractions Podcast. My name is Chris Ferricchio. To my right is the one and the only Jason A. Stryker. To my left is our Canadian, whatever you want to call it, moose lover, our Canadian moose lover. Jeff Jorney.
Word motherfucking up.
This has been, we've had everyone come in yesterday. People have been coming in since Thursday, and yesterday was
I've
amazing.
I've been drunk since Wednesday night.
Jeff has been here since Wednesday night. This has been surreal. I want to thank everybody that came out.
Yes.
Because this is freaking insane. And yesterday was awesome. We had we went to North River Tavern. We had a bunch of people there. There were like 40, 50 people there. We had 8-Bit Wonder came out and performed, and it was a badass time.
And nothing embarrassing happened at all.
No.
Nothing at all.
Bullshit. Excuse me.
I'm a little, scared to see the photo evidence.
Yeah. You know, and that was the warm-up
of the night.
Apparently there's video evidence as well.
We have a pause already.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, welcome back.
We made it 2 minutes without an issue. How about that?
Well, that was the end of our first
wait over there by the
you might want to
by the stream.
Orlando right, so Magic suck balls.
How far did we get before shit fucked up, man?
30 seconds. Yeah.
The mic's off until we say otherwise. By the way. Oh, okay.
Vince Carter's
all right.
Candy.
So. Jason.
Yes, sir.
This has been an interesting weekend. How's it going for you?
I still don't think it's really happening. But
is it really happening?
I don't know. With all the pinches that I'm getting from everybody, they keep reminding me that it is indeed real. You mentioned that whole surreal thing before. Totally is. I still cannot fucking believe that you guys have actually drove and flown and
Suckers.
Spent your hard-earned money and cash to come and hang out with us. Shit is fucking amazing, so... We obviously really, really appreciate it. You know, this is a milestone for us. We never thought we'd make it past two episodes. So, yeah, this is good shit. So I really appreciate everybody coming out. But so, yeah, I'm doing fucking phenomenal.
How about you, Jeff?
I am nervous
as
fuck.
How's it been going?
Go. I was telling Jason, you know you're nervous when it took me a minute to find my penis before taking it.
Shriveled right back up inside, yep. I couldn't find it either. His penis, that is.
Your mom knows where it is. No, it's good. The last couple days came in on Wednesday after a long-ass drive, and I've had a phenomenal time ever since, and everyone has gotten along really, really well so far, and I got to give it up to you guys because there was absolutely no problems last night. Everyone was having a great time and drinking their face off. And
had Street Fighter tournaments, Rock Band tournaments. It was awesome.
Well, not necessarily Street Fighter. It was the video game Armageddon tournament.
And we played Super Mario Brothers 3 at the end of it.
Almost, yeah. We started off with Street Fighter 4. Then we went to Streets of Rage 2. Finished off with a little Puzzle Fighter. That's some hardcore shit
That is hardcore. That's awesome. Well, what have we been playing this week then? You want to start? What's distracting this week?
Oh, I've been playing the Indusfest game, the preparation for Indusfest.
Hey, I've heard of that. I think I played that too.
Yeah, little co-op action. Yeah. You know, that was awesome. Now, aside from that, boning up on Street Fighter, got my ass kicked considerably last night by a few. Yeah, by Blue Steel, that guy right over there. Yes, as well.
Yeah, Blue.
That was not embarrassing.
Thank Bison.
Other than that, the Uncharted 2 stuff, still playing that.
Yeah.
And,
so what do you think so far? You played a little bit more.
Don't even goat me in that. But, you know
no, I'm not goading you. I'm saying,
it, right?
Okay,
I didn't set up the chicken wire.
Okay, I know.
can throw bottles at me. No,
that's
we're not going to go there. I still haven't touched Demon's Souls because I'm waiting after,
details, Jason.
So we're done with the... That's really it. I'm sorry. This really is a video game podcast. Usually,
we do talk play about games. Video games sometimes.
But yeah, a lot of preparation for IndusFest. So I'm sorry.
IndusFest.
There we go.
Jeff, what about you, man? What are you playing?
Completed Uncharted 2, and I guess we're not talking about it at all today.
But, we're under an NDA to episode 101, where it'll be our feature.
That's right.
We will talk about it next week.
Oh, spoiler.
One game that I haven't touched till this weekend was actually Bayonetta, the demo.
Oh, you finally played it.
Yeah, I never played it.
I watched Jeff play the demo.
And it was another one of the many games this year where I had no intentions on picking it up at all.
And now it's a day one
Now it's a day one purchase. Yeah,
I'm in the same boat.
It's so awful. And dude fights with her hair and gets naked. How much? That's just awesome.
I told you.
How do you beat a chick with gun boots that gets naked to attack enemies?
You don't. You don't. You can try. Guns in her fucking boots.
Guns in boots.
Guns in her boots.
You try and get close to her with a bat. All right? Go for that.
Played some Borderlands today.
Nice.
It's sold out everywhere in Canada because it's only $39.
Here, too. We looked all over for it.
Yeah, we looked everywhere. It. Can't find it. Managed to play it. Scott Sauer from The Goo brought his copy, his first copy. That's him. You can hear him there. it's pretty cool. Again, another game where I wasn't going to buy, and now I got to find it before I leave because our dollar kind of sucks. So if I buy here, it's a little bit cheaper. But I really haven't been playing that much, really. I mean, Rock Band, lots of Rock Band, no ODST. Oh, what kind of fanboy am I if I don't like ODST? not good.
God, you're losing your Xbox fanboy. You know.
Actually, I played a lot of Ninja Gaiden 2, actually. That's what I want to talk about. Because,
Sigma 2.
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden 2. Right. Two reasons why. We talked about Demon's Souls for the last couple weeks, and it kind of reminded me of a game can be hard and rewarding, and it gave me an incentive to keep playing. When, okay, I sucked. That's why I died. And then I realized, I'm like, hey, I like Sigma. I like Ninja Gaiden. Why did I not play 2? And then, so that was reason, like, number 2 why I didn't pick it up. And then listening again to The Goo, Scott was talking about Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2.
Where's that coming from, huh?
Who's that douche in the audience? Scott tried to convince me to buy Sigma, but I couldn't justify the $20 price to the $70 price tag. So I did pick it up, and I'm enjoying it. And we've been on a mission since we've been here to get Jason to warm up to a little bit. Because I actually think you'd like it if you weren't such a pussy.
Were you guys beat by your father? And that's why my dad just kind of pushed me off the dock to force me to swim. He didn't hold me fucking under, dude.
So and then kick you while he's under.
Right.
It's not that bad. I got to chapter 4 with only dying twice. So I'm liking it so far. I'm a little late to the party, but it is pretty badass. And I think I might pick up Sigma 2 because there's way more in it. There's way more in the demo of that game than I think there is in the actual retail version of the 360. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and can I talk sports ball for a bit? I know
go
you guys fucking hate it.
No. Go for it.
I'll be right back.
So, yeah. Arikan! Boo, Orlando.
Be right there.
I know. I played a lot more NBA 2K10. A lot more different subtle things I've been noticing. One really cool thing is... This is the only thing I'm going to comment on because I don't want people to start falling asleep, is people who play sports games know that commentary gets boring really fast. You play 5 games, you're hearing the same things over and over and over again. This game will actually comment on things
cartoon,
in past games, which is really fucking cool.
Oh, that
it'll
is
also
cool.
Comment on real games that happen in real life. So if the Raptors played like Orlando, say, yesterday and beat them by 25 points, which is likely going to happen, when you play like a game the next day, you'll say like, oh, like Chris Bosh had 21 points and like 19 rebounds, and made Dwight Howard his bitch. That's just pretty much. it's really really cool. And yeah, if you got 2K9, I'd say it actually is worth the upgrade for what they've added. But if you're not a big sports game fan, then it's don't bother with it. But it's good shit. Shut the fuck up. What about you? What have you been playing, Chris?
Shit, what have I been playing? All right, so I beat Uncharted, and that's pretty much what I've been playing the whole time. I mean, I couldn't stop playing this game. It's got all the way through it, and then I went back and I found all the treasures because I'm apparently a trophy whore for this game. And now I'm going through it on Crushing, and Crushing is extremely crushing. It's like you get shot 3 times and you're dead. It's like you pop out of cover, oh, bang, I'm dead. Fuck. I don't think I killed one guy. It sucks. But
sounds super fun.
I know. Sounds right up there with Demon's Souls.
Like I said, Demon's Souls is a tough love, man. You know, I can accept that, but that kind of stuff, no.
Well, we'll talk more Uncharted probably next week, but we'll get more into it. But
please don't hate us afterwards.
I know.
Or me specifically.
Don't hate.
Jason's
Jason
too afraid
afterwards.
To talk about Uncharted 2 tonight, and you'll find out when we back to the pussy thing when we record a recorded episode next week.
The other game I'm playing is Nostalgia for the DS. We got a preview copy from Ignition.
Thank you, Ignition.
I can't talk about it until next week. But if you're into traditional style RPGs, you're gonna like this game. That's what I'm gonna say so far.
Yeah.
If you like the traditional Japanese RPG, this game is right up your alley. And that's pretty much it. Right up there with sports ball, right?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And then just
rather
whatever we've been playing for Indispest, you know, some Street Fighter 4. We played some Rock Band. And that's it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, we got some Rock Band cooking
last
night. We had a Rock Band tournament last
night.
Great.
The Rock Band tournament was fun because we made them play our intro song, Ready to Rock by Freeze Pop.
That wasn't self-indulgent at all.
Not at all. But it was cool the way they did it, because the way we did it, because we actually made everyone play on medium, which, I mean, I'm sure that, like, that Scott from Good Gamers Only Older, that's sitting right in front of me right there, he probably missed notes because the shit was too easy at that point.
Yeah,
true. Probably hitting the bass pedal too many times.
Yeah, you got to be fucking on point, you know, because everybody's kind of at that evil, you know, or the level playing field. So, yeah, you screw up, dude. But the added category, as it were, whoever had the best flair also got a prize.
Yes.
So I'm told.
Who had the best flair?
It was a tie between Eamon and Scott Sauer from The Goo.
Why do we keep mentioning this douchebag?
This is something you have to see this. I hope someone got this on video. I don't know if they did or if you get it on video. Awesome. We do have video of it, but Scott basically played guitar around Eamon while he was playing the drums. And
there are pictures of it?
That set the bar because they went first. And I was like, dude, unless someone stands on their head and plays the guitar with, like, their genitals, there's no way someone is going to fucking beat that.
cool. Well, yeah, that's it for me. So if you guys haven't noticed, we're trying to get through this quick so we can get to the feature.
The good stuff.
Yeah, we're trying to get to the good stuff as soon as possible. So now we're going to get into some news.
Some news. We're doing really brief on news here because there isn't really much that happened in the past week.
That you were aware of, right?
Number one, you might have been reading at some point that I guess
it is
a rumor.
It is up-to-date news because he just got it like 10 minutes ago.
Exactly. This isn't a week old. Steve Ballmer of MS said in a recent interview that Blu-ray was actually going to come to the 360 via some kind of accessory.
No.
Not yet.
So, but then Major Nelson came out and said, no, we're talking about PC, even though they were strictly talking about 360 in this interview. So, I don't know. I think it's coming. I think it's inevitable.
I don't see why they wouldn't do it. I mean, I understand that sure, they'd be giving money to Sony, but they're still going to be making money off of it.
No, exactly.
It makes sense to do
it. It's another bullet point to put on the box.
Yeah, and it's like it's something that PS3 has an advantage over the 360 right now. It can play Blu-ray movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, if you make an attachment of some sort to actually let the 360 do it, make it like $100 or something like that, and, you know, people are going to buy that shit, so it's going to work out for them.
I think they tried that with that whole HD DVD.
Yeah, but HD DVD sucked
really
ass.
I saw them at Fry's for $34.
Tack on to your stuff.
That was $200, though.
I bought a Sega CD, too, and I tacked that. I bought a 32X as well, so who the fuck am I?
I have a CDX, so I'm with you.
Nice.
God,
so there's been a shitload of PSPs here today. I've noticed quite a lot of people have brought, quite a lot of people, I mean Chris, because that's the only person I saw with this game, but Monster Hunter, Freedom Unite. The one that's coming out for the Wii, eventually.
Monster Hunter Tri.
It's going to be online, yeah, Monster Hunter Tri. They're going to have a pay-as-you kind of, not pay-as-you-go, but you pay a monthly fee in Japan. It's basically going to be...
In Japan, okay.
Hold on. It's going to be $8 a month, $15 for 2 months, $20 for 3 months, but they're thinking about bringing that to North America as well.
Oh, fuck that.
So if you're used to those kind of games being free, like PSO did the same thing. Dreamcast is free, comes out on the other consoles. You have to pay $10, whatever. But one good thing, they're getting rid of friends codes. You will not need a friends code to play Monster Hunter Online on the Wii.
It might be worth $8 a month just for that.
Exactly.
I don't have to put in friend codes? Okay, I'll pay for that.
There you go.
It's like paying for Xbox Live. It works for me.
Okay, moving on. My transitions are fucking awesome today, by the way.
Nice one!
Y'all like your games?
You like some games, right?
Street Fighter 4. We've been playing a shitload of that for the last couple weeks. And I know Jason has probably something to say on this, but Capcom officially is they're undecided on releasing a Super Street Fighter 4 in the arcades.
Everybody breathe easy. It's all going to be okay. All right.
Seth Killian has come out and said if they were to do it, it'd be really simple. It would just be a quick software upgrade with, of course, cabinet art upgrade. But they're not considering it. So just asking Jason, and there's I don't, a lot of fighting game fans in here, if they were to bring that out in the arcade, do you think that will be would it be better suited for that to come to consoles beforehand to kind of like balancing issues or
definitely for balancing issues and apparently they are still going to be doing some location testing at arcades in Japan, so they'll be able to work out a lot of kinks, which I'm really really happy for. When they first started talking about it, they were talking about no arcade release whatsoever, and that scared the shit out of a lot of people because you know a lot of balancing happens in this playtesting there. So
closer to the mic.
Hi.
Closer to the mic.
closer to the mic. Gotcha. All right. They're going to have a limited location testing, so I'm okay with that.
I'm not going to play it nearly as much as you guys, but I was worried about that when they said they were going to put it in the arcade too. I mean, it's like, how do you balance things for a console version that you know is going to sell easily? If they have it at like a $30-$40 price tag, it's going to sell millions of copies.
Internal QA is only going to catch so much.
Right,
you know,
right.
And when you have
we're
going to
end up with another Saget issue where he needs to be nerfed really bad. Rounder, I'm looking at you. Where are you? Saget needs to be nerfed.
All right, Uncharted 2, really quick. The first one was, we all agree it's a great game. It was actually our runner-up, I think.
That was
for
one
game
of my
of
favorite
year,
movies of the week. Great movie. I love that. Was some good shit.
I told you I had nothing to worry about. But Uncharted 1 in the first week did 136,000 in a week, and I know the install base was a lot lower back then. Number 2, actually, they shipped. These are shipped, not sold, but 836,000. So
in the first week?
That's good.
In the first
numbers.
Week, which makes
that's
that the second fastest PS3 selling game in the history, with number 1 being Metal Gear Solid, and number 3 being Killzone 2.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it outsold Killzone 3, too. That's...
That doesn't count as multi-platform.
That's right. I don't know, whatever.
Thanks for coming. Anyway.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure everyone here has arms and legs, right?
What?
You have arms?
I have arms.
You have some legs? You like video games?
Yeah. Yes.
Would you like to play with your arms and legs and play a video game?
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Do you like Fable?
I think so, yes.
Okay, there's been a lot of rumors the last couple weeks that Fable 3 might be based around Ninetale technology coming to 360. And
Okay.
I'm all
and,
over this.
And he basically came out and confirmed it's not going to be revolved around it, but it is going to be some way incorporated in Fable 3 because, I mean, you got to touch a little boys, right? That's what Molyneux's been into lately, but... Well, you saw Milo. I think he's creepy as hell. So I'm picking up Natal day one. I don't know. What do you guess?
I heard
I can't wait
say,
to do this.
You like the dodgeball thing where you jump around? That chick that was on stage at E3 that was doing that was pretty awesome. So I don't know. Natal sounds good to me. What do you think?
I'm not a big fan of the Natal.
But what? You don't like your motion control?
I don't
like
motion
Fable.
Control, I guess. But.
You just don't like the Natal camera?
Yeah.
What's your feeling on the Natal camera?
I don't think it matters to us. I think we should ask everyone here because there's like what 60 people.
All right,
place.
What do you guys think about Natal?
Who gives a shit?
Oh, that's fucking goosebumps.
We love you guys.
Yeah,
we really
give a shit about Natal.
That was beautiful.
And that was your news, guys. Very
Thank
quick
you,
and brief.
Jeff.
Now let's get this going.
All right, so one of the things that we did today for all of our guests that are here at Battle and Brew, we gave out raffle tickets, and thanks to Mr. Nep from VG Evo, we have five games
Nep.
To give away. Games we have to give away are Cross Edge for PS3.
Yeah, they're all fucking good games.
Killzone 2.
They're all the In Shrink.
Valkyria Chronicles, which gets high praise from this podcast.
In Shrink.
It's a good game.
Persona 3 Fez, which is also a very good game. And Disgaea for PSP.
Good God.
So we gave away raffle tickets to do door prizes.
Everyone has one, right? Everyone's got one?
If you don't, it's too late. You'll get one after the break. Because I'm not going to have your ass come up here now so I can give you a ticket. All right, so we're going to pick our first winner right now.
Yeah.
And considering we have the bear that we had
this is
at the...
Bear.
At the I Got Next giveaway.
This is the Battle and Brew Bear.
The Battle and Brew Bear.
We use this for trivia
now,
every Wednesday.
Here's the way I want to do this, and Jason, I hope you're okay with this.
Nah,
when
sure.
we did the when we did the raffle for I Got Next.
Yeah.
We picked a lot of repeat people, man. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I mm-hmm. How many times did repeat came up? Like 3 times?
8.
Might have been.
And he bought 8 tickets.
So, okay, we have a, what do you guys think? We can either have Jeff pick the numbers.
Oh, fuck that shit.
He wasn't here.
I think we should get people from the audience.
Or we can have one of you guys pick the numbers. What do you think?
Don't be shy.
David Tilly.
David
everyone.
Tilly.
David
right.
Tilly's picking number one. Here
He's
we go.
He's the most vocal motherfucker in this place. So, okay, here we go.
Why did you let him? Why'd you let him in here? Then don't worry about it.
So what is this for?
116.
He's got 116.
Ticket ending in 116.
116.
Wait, that's me.
Oh, wait, is it really?
Yeah, it actually is.
Oh my god, it actually. I'm fucking leaving.
Shenanigans! Shenanigans!
That is.
I don't know what you guys did. Everyone hates me as much as I hate Jason.
You fucking ruined IndusFest, dude.
By the way, this is the David that sends us voicemails about how Jason doesn't actually know Batman.
Oh.
Everybody knows that motherfucker now, right? All right, well, we said we're going to do it, so.
I thought it was 115, I swear to God.
David, pick a game.
Not that one.
Killzone 2.
All right. There you go. 1 point. I'm calling bullshit too, dude. And I want to
that is such shit.
All right, so next up is. Everyone's gonna fight for their chance to get up here next time we do it. All right, so as I said, we were trying to get through this first part so we can get to the good stuff quick.
Yes.
So we're gonna take a short break,
right.
And we're gonna come back in a few minutes. You're gonna hear some background music on the stream, and when we come back, we'll talk about our feature today, which is basically Q&A for us.
Open
so,
mic.
We're gonna do
you
open
can do
mic.
Anything you want
People
to. Do a dance,
sing
a song, tell a joke. Fart in the microphone.
Which is what Jeff would do if he had his chance. Actually, if you...
Wait till later.
If you get... Yeah, at the end of the show, he might be turning around and doing that for us. He's already done it once on the podcast. We just cut it out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, during the break, we're going to be doing a little bit of... well, some cool shit for you guys.
Yeah, the audience here is going to get a little bit of trivia.
Yes.
Some trivia. There may or may not be some prizes involved.
May
Sorry,
or may not
people
be.
At home.
May
Which
or
means there
may
are
or may not
involved.
Be rigged.
May or may not
Apparently.
Be.
Apparently.
There may or may not be shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to drink our Newcastle.
Woo!
IndusFest!
IndusFest!
Woo! Yes! We'll be back right after this.
Okay, bye.
Welcome to Intermission. Yeah, Intermission.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Are we actually back?
Welcome back to IndusFest!
IndusFest!
I love you guys, man. You guys are so freaking awesome. It's awesome. All right, so this time around, our question of the week had to do with what questions did you guys want to ask for us? And we mentioned a few weeks ago that Confidence Man sent a really good email, and
yes,
we wanted to save it for IndusFest. So we're going to start with that. So Confidence Man, thank you for this email. Jason?
I'm going to take it away. So, hey guys, Confidence Man 2 here. Since college just started, I won't be able to write emails as often as I'd like. Anyways, now that your milestone episode is only a few weeks away, I wanted to have something that lets newer listeners get to know the three guys behind the greatest gaming podcast. What's
wow,
that?
That's high praise.
The Amplified Gamers are already recording?
We paid them.
All right, Remember those old high school surveys? Well, who in Indus is most likely to, number one, be late for recording because he was playing a game? That would be Jeff.
That would be Jeff Chorney.
That would be Jeff Chorney.
Yeah, okay, I can see that. Yeah.
You can't deny that one.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
You have to take that one.
Yeah.
Sneakily leave Indus to join another VG Evo podcast. Maybe. I haven't had any offers lately, but, you know, look me up, send me an email.
Fuck that shit.
We'll
Indus for life.
You guys think that I would leave the podcast?
No. And if you did, I would sleep with your mother again.
You would just pussy out and quit.
Yeah,
before you started another, before you went to another
actually,
podcast.
Actually, I don't know if you guys, for people who might not have listened to our first live episode, Jason actually almost did quit the podcast about, what, seven episodes in or something like that?
True.
He almost quit.
True.
And I didn't know about this until the live episode. And they started talking about it. Like, what the motherfucker?
It was not for lack of love or anything like that. I do a lot of video stuff, so that's kind of where my heart is. But these guys have also stolen my heart. So I can't ever leave.
Wet Willy.
How do I read emails like this?
I don't know. You're gonna have to figure something out.
Okay, so next question.
I should have peed right before this.
Play and actually enjoy an Imagine game.
That would be Chris. 100%
what?
Chris.
That would be Chris.
Chris would love the Imagine.
If Ubisoft like sent us an Imagine title. He'd be
like, games. That'd be Chris.
I was gonna say that we could have we could mention Tears of Ash for that one.
Example
for what?
All right. What's next here? Still pwn your ass while being hammered.
Oh, fucking Jason for
Jason
sure.
Jason is Street Fighter, man.
Dude, I'll pwn any.
Yeah, that's Jason. 100%.
Once he gets drunk enough, he can't do fireball motions anymore. So he'll just pick like fucking Guile and kick your ass. Or Balrog, actually.
I like the Rog.
The Rog.
I do. The Rose is picking up. The Rose is picking up. Be discovered by a talent scout after hearing him sing vocals in Rock Band. Jason! Nobody's heard me sing. It'll never happen.
I don't think any of us would fucking
none of us.
I paid good money.
That's right.
Nobody picked me up, though.
For those of you that don't know,
I'd actually say Lisa.
Last year during Extra Life, Fake Southern, otherwise known as USF CarMax over here, he said, I will give you $1 for every percent point that you get if Jason sings, what song was it? Four Play Long Time. He got 63%, and Fake Southern paid $63 to Extra Life.
For the kids.
For the kids with cancer, and we are... Should we mention that now?
Yeah, go for it.
We haven't really talked about it much, but we are actually doing Extra Life. It's going to be 2 weeks from now. It's going to be another 24-hour gaming marathon. Jason and I will be in the same room again, just like last time.
Can you guys play Gears of War 2, please?
Yes. Just
that
for you, so you can laugh.
So well last time.
We'll play it on Super the Fucking Jason mode. but, yeah, we're going to be doing that again. We're going to start at, 8 a.m.?
Yes.
We're going to start 8 a.m. Saturday, November, is it 7th?
Yes.
Yes.
Anybody?
November 7th.
November 7th, then we're going to play overnight to November 8th at 8 a.m., and we'll probably go home and crash after that.
Battle and Brew doesn't know it yet, but we're going to be here for it. You guys are going to have to stay open for 24 hours. Yeah.
Oh. You didn't hear that? You didn't hear about that?
He's
the new guy.
Yeah, he's actually going to be
And for
here.
People who might not know, Battle and Brew tonight, $6 pitchers of Newcastle. So go up there and drink your face off.
Indus Fest!
That is beautiful.
They did that just for us, and they're awesome. They got a keg of Newcastle just for this event.
I think Jeff would get picked up. No offense,
what?
Chris.
Was the question?
Dude, I can't sing. It's fine.
Your Rock Band singing. I think it might get you picked
up.
Fuck
that shit. Did you hear me last night?
I did, and I melted. All right.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Next one is who's most likely to punch Jack Thompson in the ovaries?
All of you. All of you.
Actually, yeah, that's probably true, all of us.
I can't see Chris punching anybody.
That was an easy one. All right, who's most likely to throw a controller into the TV only to realize, that's how you do it and not get killed?
No, that's fucking Jason, dude. Not by frustration, by fucking that's how you do it. Oh, you have to push start to start the game. Oh, okay.
For the record, there is a broken PS3 controller inside Jason's entertainment unit.
Yeah,
I wanted to mention that.
Jeff picked it up and he looked at it. He's like, Demon Souls? No, not true. Too soon. All right, next one. Most likely to outdrink the other two at Indus Fest. Indus Fest! I don't know. You think Jeff?
dude, I'm Canadian. Your water, in terms of scale of alcohol content in Canada,
okay,
it goes liquor,
mm-hmm.
it goes beer, it goes water, and then American beer.
I do recall.
That's just the way it goes.
Which is why we're drinking an English beer.
I do recall you saying outside that you were already pretty fucked up.
No.
I'm just saying.
I'm doing
pretty good right here.
Hey, Nancy, I started drinking at, 4? And you cracked open your first beer like 10 minutes ago.
All right.
Hey, we're missing one. Who's most likely to leave the news segment to go throw up?
Who's beer?
All right, I think we got some more here. Let's see. Also, I realized that I just scrolled way too far, and I got to scroll back up.
Right.
Also, I realized that I probably shouldn't have insulted the shooting skills of the guy that reads emails or the tasted movies of the editor of the show. So as a sign of good faith, I have some suggestions for questions of the week that may make for some good conversation. No find a fourth prize necessary, but I will take some of that sweet podcasting revenue in cash if possible.
All right, well, we'll send your check for $0 and 0 cents.
That's I got paid percentage. By Microsoft. I'm good.
That's exactly our cut as well. Some new suggestions for question of the week. Maybe we could do the state of fanboyism.
We kind of flirted with that for a little bit. A little bit. Can we get Glenn on for that podcast?
Love you, Glenn, if you're watching, which you're probably not, but it's okay.
Another suggestion is what do you think of the existing game genres? Another one. The effect of hype.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
is it a good or bad
thing? We can talk about that for
days.
Dude,
I bought a PS3 for
Lair. The effective hype has brought everybody to IndusFest, so. Anyway, for the third time in a row, sorry for the long email, but I won't be able to send another one in a while. So I wanted to make it worth it. Later, guys. Confidence Man 2. P.S.
Confidence Man.
IndusFest.
IndusFest!
Thank you, Confidence Man.
Love you guys.
All right, so is that opening up the mic now for anyone who wants to step up there?
I think we should.
Yeah, all right.
So this is our open mic segment.
Got their first question, open mic, go
do
to it.
Do a little dance, tell a joke. Oh, God damn.
All right, Ricky Duty.
Ricky Duty.
Does anyone else want to step on the microphone?
So my first question is actually, when is IndusFest starting? Because this is Rickenfest here right now.
Oh. Then it's like Canadian Fest too, because there's two Canadians here too.
We outnumber them by one.
I don't think anybody here is gonna fuck with Rican, okay? Nobody's fucking with that guy.
That's true. There's three Canadians. Sorry.
There's Tanya, myself, and there's also Cray Man over there.
We actually have a total of 5 Canadians. We got the Canadian over here, too. Canadian, otherwise known as Z.
I want Z to arm wrestle Rican right now. I'm serious.
I'll take him.
I'll pay to see that.
Look at these pipes.
All right, what's your real question, Ricky?
No, I really don't have a question, but I just I just wanted to say good job, guys, and
thank you, man.
And have you missed my emails? Since I can't send emails.
I do miss your emails.
Why can't you send emails anymore?
I know, and I apologize.
No, what?
That's okay.
Why can't he send emails?
He's getting nervous. Look at him. He's shaking. He's messing with his hands.
He's like, this fucking Rickenfest versus Canadian thing is going to go down.
I've been slacking, actually, it's actually my new job. I can barely keep up with
it. Oh, you got work Nazis. Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, we know that very well. We know that very well.
Gotcha.
But I miss you guys. I miss sending emails, long emails.
Then start sending them again. Don't you have an iPhone or something? Send them from your iPhone.
Just a quick reminder to people.
Are you guys coming to MGC? Sorry.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm going to let you finish. I just want to tell you that Beyonce has the best video in the world.
You're lucky that was your last question.
For people walking up to the mic, if you can just name your gamer tag or something like that. Also, you can say anything you've been playing lately and just whatever. Hey, how you doing?
Well,
if I can get right up there.
Can we talk about MGC for a second?
Yeah, let's talk about MGC.
Yeah, we're going to talk about MGC really quick.
Let me do that.
All right.
No, actually, let me do it. So we missed out on MGC last year, right? You know, Jeff, Chris, and myself were very excited to go. We had plans to do this thing.
Someone wanted to get
then,
married.
We found out that MGC was actually on the weekend of Chris's wedding, right?
I'm a douchebag.
So yay, they got married. We missed out on MGC. Anyway, so we promised ourselves that, yeah, absolutely we're going to make MGC this year. So
that's right.
Once again, set aside time. It is going to happen. And then,
is the date in stone now? It's actually
the date is in stone.
When is the
24th? I think
it's that day in March.
Oh,
do you remember that
shit
that we talked about? Anyway, yeah, that one day. I don't have a fucking calendar, Chris, in front of me. Jesus Christ.
Well, do you want
anyway, so Chris told us something that may prevent him once again from attending MGC.
Dude, I'm going to be there naked on a rooftop.
I'm going to let him give
his excuse. Here's the deal. So an explanation to all of those people who aren't here and already know what's going on. So all of you guys that are watching on the internet.
He's getting a section.
It is very possible that I will not be at MGC because I'm going to be a dad.
Little Shino.
My beautiful and wonderful wife, Crystal, is pregnant, and she is actually due. She is actually due the weekend of MGC.
Indus Kid!
So, because my wife is incredibly wonderful, she has said if that baby so happens to be early, by like a week, then I can go.
Can we get it drunk?
So, as long as the baby is born by the time MGC shows up, I will be there. Otherwise, Jason and Jeff are
going
to have to...
We are still absolutely going.
We're going to have to sit in for us.
Yes. Okay, Travis is going to...
Fuck bastard!
Rubber belly.
Yeah, that's true. She's got a good support group, you know? You don't really need to
I am not going to miss the birth of my child.
Oh, I know, son of a bitch. I know.
You have two. You should know.
You missed the last fucking MGC. Come on.
Chris, they'll set it up and stream it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell no.
Times two.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you.
All right, let's move on.
All right, let's move on. So, I hope I make it to MGC.
Go ahead.
I hope I make it to MGC. I really want to be there, but I, as I said, I will not miss the birth of my child. So, if my child is born before MGC, I will be there. Otherwise, I am going to be at home with my wife, making sure that she is okay.
Bravo.
Only for the first.
Yeah.
The second child, he can miss that. I'm going to E3 or something. It's fine.
All right. So let's take another.
All right. Another question. All right. I gotta say right now, this is the one and only because people might not know this.
Please mention this.
People might not know this, but you know what? No, it's not on right now. I don't think so. There's probably a mute button. I don't know where it is.
Fucking mute button.
Oh, we got a foul. Mike got unplugged.
All right, we had a party foul by Mr. Cracker.
This better? There we go.
There we go.
I got it.
All right.
Perfect. I just want to say to Jeff, like, how crazy is it that we live, like, an hour away and we flew to, like, Atlanta to meet each other?
To fucking meet each other, yeah. he literally lives, like, a town, like, an hour away that I visited a shit ton when my friends were going to university because there's, like, three universities there. And we had...
Yeah, this has just been, like, a great experience. Like, I was freaked out when, like, Taco Bell didn't have fries. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Taco Bell's have fries like in Canada. Lovers. It's, like, so good.
They do have fries. I was going to say they have fries, obviously.
You do not know. Fries Supreme is awesome. Next time you're in Canada, buy it. Along with poutine.
It does sound amazing. It truly does.
Also, we know who you are, but what is your username online and stuff like that? So people
what the hell
my
are
username
you?
On boards is Crayman, and my name is Alex.
So Crayman.
Crayman.
And Shino speak.
Chris would say Crayman.
Crayman.
I do want to say, though, because Crayman here.
Definitely pimping.
Actually, if you want to look into, like, semantics or whatever, but if it wasn't for him, this podcast might not actually exist because... Yeah. We were the three, Shino, myself, and Alex were part of OneUp.com. We're in the forums there, and they went all to shit, and they changed everything around, and it was like they fucking moved my house above my head, and I cried for a day at work, and I was like, what the fuck are we going to do? And he actually emailed us saying, hey, this buddy of mine, who is my arch nemesis, he has this other little forum group going on. You should come over there, which is GLF, Gamers Liberation Front.
We've mentioned it before.
And that's where Shino and I went over there. And if it wasn't for that, I don't even think we'd fucking... Well, this would not have happened.
This would not... It would have... If it hadn't been for that, I don't know if Jeff would be the third. And this podcast would definitely not be the same if Jeff was not
true.
Deferred.
True.
I also wanted to mention that that Crayman is also one of the people that actually came down from Canada, and he is the only person from Gamers Liberation Front that showed up.
Where are you people?
Right there. Just me right here.
That's right.
First time I've traveled since I was like 11, and all my family's like afraid I'm gonna die. I had to like phone and say I wasn't dead.
Dude, we lost you yesterday for like 8 hours. You know what we actually thought? Because he came out, we hung out on Wednesday night, and we all went out to a bar and shit and got silly and ridiculous and polluted.
That was Thursday.
There you go. That's how,
how polluted we were.
So he comes out, and we actually thought, like, when they dropped off, he's like, fuck this shit, I am going back to Canada. Cause those guys are fucked
we
up.
Couldn't find Crayman. Anyway, so what is your question, actually? Do you have a question?
No, that's it.
Just comment. Thanks,
first
Graham.
Time I traveled since a long time and had a blast.
Well, we're glad that you came here.
Thanks for showing up.
And I hope to see you when we fly another however miles to meet each other for Christmas.
We'll meet in, like, Hawaii or something next time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Australia's looking good.
Just like star-crossed lovers.
All right. Yeah. This is USC CarMax, known as
Fake Southern.
Fake Southern.
Fake Southern with only you guys, too. Like, I'm on VG Evo, it's USF CarMax 9, and I, like, with you guys, it's Fake Southern. So
Fake Southern?
We're hoping the Fake Southern thing catches on.
Whatever. I'm okay with it. If you want to play games with me, I'm USF CarMax 9.
Gotcha.
My actual question is that you did two video things, and I'm usually like a video editor myself.
Cool.
And actually, if you go to VG Evo right now, you can see someone like
yeah,
selling
thanks
stuff
for that.
I've
That's
done.
Fucking awesome.
Very true.
Yes, that was very cool.
Just of yesterday and whatnot. And my question is that, like, you did the Power Glove and the Anime Festival and whatnot. My question is that do you plan on doing any more video, or is it just like strictly video or voice podcast?
Absolutely, yes.
That's something we're working on right now. We're trying to get the logistics with it because me being in Canada.
Yeah.
And then we have some ideas in our mind that we've been kind of brainstorming with each other. But that, eventually, I guess, short answer, yes? Or?
Short answer, yes, actually. And, you know, after episode 100 here, I'm going to be putting a larger focus on video stuff. So there'll actually be some, like, video kind of reviews, I think.
Because I really enjoyed the both those episodes and whatnot, because I think I actually asked a question for the Power Glove one.
We actually have more material. It just wasn't very good.
Yeah. No, because I know that, like,
Jason
when you were... Like, where you record it, I have, like, I subscribe to the video, and I subscribe to the audio, and I have still two videos. So
the two major ones, the Power Glove, Anime Weekend Atlanta. We actually, I went out to Anime Weekend Atlanta this past year. It was actually pretty disappointing. You know, we got a little bit of footage.
Oh, that was before.
And there just wasn't much going on, so... we just let the footage go. Also, I had some footage from Evo and also from Final Round, just, like, last year. And I was busy kind of working out there, so I didn't get anything for Indus too much. So it was disappointing. I mean, we really, 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 really want to do more video stuff. Well, I do, anyway. I don't know about these guys.
No, we do. It's just, I might have to move to Atlanta.
But, yeah, like
you
I
should
said,
move to Atlanta.
Then we'll do podcasts every week here if Jeff moves to Atlanta.
Indus Fest every week.
Indus Fest.
Yeah.
Indus Fest. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I love your podcast. Thank you very much.
Love you,
thanks,
man. Thank you.
Thanks, Southern. Awesome.
Thanks, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck.
I think we got another.
All right, I think it's time for another email. Let's go to another email. All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey. welcome.
All right, who are you, and why are you asking questions?
I'm Kill9, and I don't fucking know.
well, something we haven't done yet. What have you been playing lately?
What have I been playing?
Yeah, people are supposed to be telling us that. So
I played some Uncharted 2, and Jason, dude, fuck the controls in Uncharted 2.
Fuck the fucking controls.
Say,
I'm sorry.
Right on. High five, long distance. Good
right
deal.
There.
All right.
I'm with
that
you.
Was a moment.
I just wanted to know, when you guys started this shit, way back in episode way negative
one, maybe?
One, right? Did you ever think you would ever make it as far as motherfucking Indus Fest with all these kick-ass people sitting here going, Indus Fest!
Indus Fest! All right, short answer, fuck no.
No, fuck no. Indus Fest actually started where we were talking about, we did our first, the first time we were ever together to do a show was a really short one. It was actually for Scott Sauer's birthday in Milwaukee.
We keep mentioning this douchebag. Yeah. Eventually, he's going to show up on the feed.
But that was
a song. I think we forgot him at the bar last night.
That was the first time we were ever together, and we had to make it a really short show because we had to get to Scott's house in like half an hour. So and we were like, dude, we need to get a live show and something, the show all together at a bar or something like that, just to fucking have a good time. And then we were just like, dude, we should just invite whoever in their grandmother wants to show up. And then Indusfest was kind of a joke, actually.
Originally, it was like, who the fuck would come? And meanwhile, now there's like,
well, yeah, this is what happened.
All these people are here.
Miles.
You mean other than me? Who would come other than me?
Ricky, you don't count, dude.
I think I just got raped by a Puerto Rican.
We both know. Well,
I need an adult.
You and me.
I need an adult. Stranger danger.
Come on. All of you know that I would come.
Ricky, we knew that you'd be here. We knew that you'd be here. No, but seriously, when we first started throwing around the idea of Indusfest, we really had no idea that it was going to turn into something like this. And now people are like, is this going to be something you're going to do yearly? And we're thinking about it. It's like that would be cool, but I mean, is it something that we could commit to every year? It would be tough. So
I don't know. Are you going to have any more kids or anything?
Yeah.
Or,
fuck yeah.
For the kids. Jesus Christ.
Our second kid is going to be adopted, and he or she will be like 4 years away.
You'll probably be flying over to
Africa, a couple of years younger than you
or something. Okay. All
right. Well, so thanks, though. Keep up the good work. In
thank
this
you.
Motherfucking fest.
Hey, wait. Don't leave. Pip your shit.
All right.
Pip your shit.
You check me out. I'm not on the GMO Podcast Network, but you go to actuallydeletedpodcast.com.
Yes,
see me bullshitting with my wife, Kelly, and Chris, the motherfucking Mexican.
There he is.
What's up?
It's just two white bitches and me.
So, yeah, expletivedeletedpodcast.com. Check that shit out. Or you can listen to the worst Interactive Distractions episode ever where I was Stunt Jason.
Stunt Jason.
Maybe get a little taste of it.
What episode was that? I forgot.
And keep an eye out for a break around this
96, I think. Good shit. You want to see it?
Yes. Show me. All right. Uh-oh.
What is up, bitches?
Oh, Scott Sauer.
Scott Sauer, otherwise known as the Sow 31.
Bitch Pig.
Otherwise known as the Bitch Pig.
I actually have a couple of questions.
Yes.
Right. Fine.
First, in the same vein as like Confidence Man's questions, which one of you three would be most likely to leave me at a fucking bar last night?
We were outside, and we walked out. We were about ready to leave, and Scott's sitting there, and he's like,
"Yes, please."
And he turns around and looks at me, and he's like, "Where the hell's Jason?" I was like, "Jason left." He's like, "Fuck, he left me here."
I call up.
I thought I was talking to you the entire ride home.
I'm like, "Dude, I'm too drunk to drive," and I called Lisa, and I'm like, "I think we forgot Scott."
I think we forgot Scott.
I wasn't quite sure.
I also have a text question from Mrs. Bitch.
Hey.
Oh, all right, cool.
Love you.
All right, so here's the good content.
Yeah, exactly. She has to say, Jason and Jeff, whose fence are you going to pee on tonight?
Whoever's closest, I guess.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to pee off Jason's balcony, which I contemplated for the longest time yesterday, and Scott talked me out of it.
I did?
Thank you, Scott.
It doesn't
Thank
sound
you,
like
Scott.
Something I would do.
I know. I wanted to slap you. I'm like, ready to go. I'm all perched up, ready. I'm just like, you're like, is that a good idea? There's a washroom right there. I'm just like,
I think we're more inclined to if somebody tells us not to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we meet secretly outside, unbeknownst to one another.
Well, again, we have to tell this story because this is where this stemmed from, because this is one of the funniest moments. Scott's birthday, I went to visit him. It was like the last night we were there. It was supposed to be a chillin', hey, let's chill, watch a movie, play some games night, or turn it into let's get inebriated and stay up till 10:30 in the morning. I go outside, and I need to pee so bad. And the Sours have the one bathroom which had people waiting for it. So I'm like, I have to go. So I step outside. I'm actually talking to Jesse, actually Mark Singer's wife. And I'm like, I got to go around the corner. And then she's like, why? Like, I really have to pee. So I'm thinking, she's drunk, she'll probably laugh, whatever. No, she puts her head in the door and goes, Sarah! Sarah, just get
to pee in the garden.
I'm like, oh my God. And then, so I'm in there. I'm like, I got to zip up. Oh my God, I'm going to get caught. So I walk around the corner from the side of the house, and Sarah's giving me shit from like right here. From behind Sarah, I see Jason walk across the other side of the house, zipping up his shit. And we're like, oh my God. All right, let's go to the fence.
I think I was asleep at the time. I don't know. What the fuck?
It was 7:30.
But sorry, neighbors. Sorry, neighbors.
But for reals, I know the story, but for everybody here who obviously didn't listen to episode one because they didn't remember the feature, how'd you guys get started?
All right, should I do this?
Yeah, go for it,
I guess.
No, absolutely.
All right.
I don't remember.
I barely remember.
Where am I?
All right, so this is a situation where Jason and I know each other personally. We worked on another website called
PocketOtaku.com.
It's still there. It's kind of dying. We worked on that, and you know, Jason and I basically ended up becoming much closer friends because he got a job at the place that I worked at. So we were talking one day, just bitching about games, and I was like, you know what? Are you interested in doing like a podcast? And I said, I have a perfect person for the third that I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. And
I wasn't that good. I was the second choice.
That's true. Who was the first choice?
Well, the original thought was that we were going to have like
Marquee.
There were three, maybe four. So we were testing it out first. So the reason I like to talk about Jeff is because Jeff and I argued so much on GLF, but it was always very civil, and it was always it was always very respectful back and forth conversation, and you know. It was always like something I would say, and he would be like, you know what, that's a good point. And I'd say, oh, you're right, but this would happen.
He never said that.
I didn't. I'm a douchebag. It's fine. But it was always very respectful, and even though we always argued about stuff, it was always very respectful arguments. So that's why he was my third choice. Like, my third choice. He was my first choice for the third seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's worse than you thought. And that's pretty much it. I said, why don't we get together and try it out? And the Uncharted episode was the first. Well, actually, the Uncharted episode was the second attempt.
Yeah, the first attempt didn't quite make it out there.
So yeah, it was only like 15, 20 minutes long. We talked about like what games we had been playing, and we just never released it. But
yeah, true.
Yeah, and that was like the first time these two ever met, and the chemistry just worked, so we just went with it.
We got real lucky with Jeff. Yeah, for real. I've said it before. Yeah.
We love this Canadian bitch over here.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Aww.
Another In This Fest moment.
No, but all I wanted to say is congratulations on the 100. You've obviously come a long way, and it's a fantastic fucking show. You guys rock.
Pimp your shit,
guys.
Pimp your shit.
Love you guys. Love the wives. So does Sarah. You're awesome. I don't need to pimp my shit.
Shout out to the angels.
All right, gamersonlyolder.com. Scott Sauer.
Hey, let's take a quick break. We're going to do another email.
Let's do another email.
Another email. Is that cool? All right.
We
might as well hit up Ryan.
We got lots more to do. Okay, all right, so this email, it's, hey guys, it's Ben X 42316.
Ben X, lots of numbers after it.
Ben X, yeah, here from BG Evo. I would like to congratulate you on 100 episodes.
Thanks, sir.
Incredible achievement, and you've all worked very hard to get this far.
That is true.
Some more than others, you slack asses. No,
douche. I'm kidding. Sorry.
Thank you so much for all the enjoyment, fun, and gaming knowledge these shows have brought us, and for how much you've got involved with the community. Love you guys. With contests and special guests.
Well, I'll save it for my speech.
Once again, well done, guys, and here's to the next 100 great episodes from our favorite gaming podcast. I hope you enjoy Indus Fest. I'll be there, but an 8-hour plane journey to another continent in the middle of school semester would not be appropriate. So I assume he's watching the feed. Thanks, Ben X, 42316.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. All right, so we'll just send regular emails for this. That's fine.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so let's do another. Well, Ryan's standing at the mic. Do we really want Ryan?
Yeah, well,
let's
take Ryan a quick question now. He's standing there.
Hey, I have an actual question of the week, like traditional. What do you guys think as far as like two-player games kind of getting pushed to the wayside? I'm not talking about like FPSs necessarily, but like you don't see stuff like traditional Double Dragon kind of two-player co-op.
Especially offline stuff.
Right. And I guess that's the other half of it, is it's moving to online. Yeah. But, I mean, as far as, like, story-driven stuff where you have
like couch multiplayer. You don't really see it so much anymore.
That's true. And to be fair, I don't think there has been a ton of like deep storyline as far as co-op experiences are concerned.
Right.
Because you know you are sitting on the couch with your friend, and you know you just normally just kind of skip those cutscenes or whatever. But you're absolutely correct. You know there has been a sharp decline in local co-op stuff, and that's something that I've been really upset about. Like games like Crackdown, I think would work really really well. You know, just sitting on the couch, with your buddy. There's been a few games here and there. Most importantly, I think Borderlands,
Borderlands offers
split screen, co-op stuff. I'm all
right
about that. Love it.
It was like the first time I think I really noticed it, and the first time I started actually thinking about it and then seeing it happen was with Mario 64 being a one-player game, and it was like the first Super Mario Brothers.
That's true. Yeah, it was.
Said, get out of here, Luigi. We don't care about you.
Well, so I mean, with the advent of, online gaming and stuff, I got to say that I think people that want, local, multiplayer are in the minority, which is sad.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I was going to say, too. It's there's so much emphasis put on online multiplayer that local multiplayer is just not as... It's not as important
it's
anymore
when,
as game
it's overlooked,
so.
Which is sad.
It's very overlooked, yes.
And
it's
usually like if it's in, it's kind of tacked on.
It's kind of like when gamer geeks get the option of to actually be with somebody else or to be online with other people.
Oh, you'd definitely rather be with someone else for sure. Like Street Fighter, you looked at it last night where you cannot get that experience that we played with Street Fighter last night with people crowding around. Like, I got next,
Yeah.
And people going fucking nuts when there's a crazy upset or if something is a sick combo.
Street Fighter
doesn't happen.
The fucking troop.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, I look at it as it's a demographic where now, gaming when we were younger, the age for gaming was if you were above, say, 20 and you gamed, it was shunned upon. It was you game really? Why don't
you're just
fucking,
a big
like,
child.
Chest? Yeah, and I think now it's I don't know about you guys, but being freaking old, I don't have those days where I call up my buddies hey, dude, come on over. We're gonna play fucking Uncharted for 4 hours and just pass the controller back and forth. And I think because online gave that, it kind of caught on. And because right now, dude, the biggest gaming market's what? It's between 14 and 34 or something like that. It's it's a huge gap now where before it was really small. And the majority of those people who still play games, which are our age. It's hard to get together instead of a situation like this where it's been awesome. There's people playing Borderlands here, 2-2, which is I don't think I'll ever use that feature at home unless Tanya
really
decides she likes shooting games. And
good luck with that, man.
Yeah, I do miss it. I think it is not required, but I wish more games did have it because there are going to be situations like this.
So you think a demographic plays a major part in it? People growing up and having jobs, they don't necessarily have the time that we did when we were children to get together
management.
And have all-nighters or whatever.
We're gonna see what happens when Chris has his baby. So we'll see what he's gonna be playing. Yeah, you might be playing Imagine the Daddy or something like that. But we'll see what happens.
Imagine Child.
Right. Well, that was my question. Thanks a lot for answering.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right,
don't move. Otherwise known as Taryn on VG Evo, correct? Yeah.
No, the bags. No, the bag next to you.
We have something for you.
You're gonna shoot something at me.
That was a really good question. I want you to come up here and take this Muramasa
thank you very
grab
much.
Bag. All right, so people who have really, really, really good questions, we do have these to give away. I do want to thank Ignition for
thank
sending
you,
them
Ignition.
To us, but
we have
probably about 8 more to give away.
We
so
have a bunch, so yeah.
we're gonna give them away to people who have really good questions and. We actually just remembered them, so that doesn't mean that anybody before.
And keep in mind, the later you wait to ask your question, there's more of a chance for them to think it's awesome because we'll be very drunk.
All right. Are we taking a question from Lisa?
Well, it looks like we have lots more people in the audience, but we also have a lot of people on the stream that are interested in asking some questions as well. So I think Lisa has some of those.
Oh,
yes,
that's where we're going. Okay.
Stream questions, and I think they're also ones that were submitted.
So they're kind of spoiler alert, jumbled up.
Yeah, for those that don't know, we did have a topic on VG Evo that spoiler alert started, and he asked for questions for IndusFest that we wouldn't know that they were coming.
Yes.
So,
and props to Spoiler, he's been our kind of sound guy the entire night over there.
Spoiler is the invisible number 4.
Sorry, I'm not manning the little camera right now, so. Anyway. Thank you, Ken.
Travis got on the Ken Cam.
Doing Ken Cam. Yay. All right.
All right, questions. What we got?
This one is from Mad Scientist.
Oh, all right,
Tom.
What's up, buddy?
Tom can be found at AmplifiedGamers.com.
I think it's scientist. It says mad scientic. Thank you, Tanya.
Sorry, typo.
I love you.
What?
They think we're slow, eh?
What is your all-time favorite video game soundtrack? That's the first part of the question. Second part is, what soundtrack from a game fit the best, sounded the best, and really did it for you musically for a video game?
Oh, man.
For me, they're the same.
Yeah, that's kind of
similar. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Everybody knows that my favorite game is Castlevania Symphony of the Night. And, I mean, just some of the music that you hear in Castlevania, you just can't beat it. So, I mean, and it's so fitting to the way that the game works. So that's actually my answer for both questions. I actually have more music CDs for that particular game's music than any other. Konami for the win! Okay. But, yeah, definitely Castlevania. The music in that series has been amazing.
I can't really say I have a favorite, but I definitely have a most memorable, which would probably be ActRaiser for the Super Nintendo. Mm. That is the first soundtrack that I listened to, and I was like, holy shit, that is fucking awesome. And I actually would have that on like a CD or something, listen to it.
Which one?
ActRaiser. For Super Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
ActRaiser, Super Nintendo. Awesome shit.
It's tough. I love video game soundtracks an awful lot, but I think the most... Yes, Street Fighter 4 soundtrack. Absolutely no. The Final Fantasy VI soundtrack, I think, rings very deep in my heart. I can listen to that soundtrack.
Jason just got props
from
my wife.
Long.
I just want everybody to know that.
Great tune.
She gave me props the other
night. One of my most memorable games. I spent just hundreds of hours with that, and it's, you know, I mean, everything in there just is like burned in, you know. So when I listen to the music, it brings me right back. So, just great tunes. I mean, that's my favorite soundtrack.
That's a good question. Very good question.
We'd give him something, but he's not here.
He's not here.
All right.
What else we got?
Next question is from Plank Fan.
Plank Fan! He's been sending us a lot of emails lately. Thank you for that.
Yes.
This is a goo question, in essence.
We pay him a lot.
What are your top 5 favorite gaming accessories ever?
Oh, fuck me.
Natal.
Holy shit. Okay.
Natal, Wii Motion Plus. No, I'm totally kidding.
Game Boy camera, the U-Force, the power pad, the 360 thing on the NES thing.
Are you
thing.
Being serious
Really,
right
I
now?
Could play ice hockey so well. I love the fat guy in there. And the NES Advantage.
The Wave Bird was awesome.
In that order.
Actually, the Wave Bird was very awesome. That is true. Thank you, Fake Southern, for yelling at
me. I figured someone would say
Power Glove. Accessories? Oh, shit. I can't. I don't even know.
I'll go. Number one is definitely, I just started getting into this year, but the Street Fighter fighting sticks. Second, I picked up a fighting stick for fighting games. Unistick especially.
Unistick.
That was my
That's
first,
an officially licensed
first
product,
joystick
yeah.
I ever owned was made by this guy right over here, two to my right, which was a huge surprise. And
it had
amazing.
A very sexy picture of Kratos on it, and I think...
And it's very sticky right now.
Thank you for letting me not say it.
Also, I'd say a racing wheel for any racing game. It makes a world of difference. I didn't like racing games. I got a racing wheel. Holy crap. They're awesome. Oh, my God. Activator suck balls. Why can't I think of friggin' accessories?
Top 5 accessories is really hard, man.
That is tough, man.
Just make shit up. It's cool.
Power glove.
I didn't... power glove. Come on. Yell shit out, guys. Refresh my memory here.
Rob the Robot, bitches.
Actually, I had the Menacer, dude, for Sega Genesis, and that was Terminator 2, man. You need to play that. I honestly can't even think of 5 that I really like.
It's funny if you make stuff up, like the U-Force.
Do they
have a fucking fleshlight? Likes the U-Force. Anyway.
What's that?
Nothing.
I got nothing. Joysticks. Yay.
Talk about the light guns have been a staple.
Zapper, for sure.
Does anybody else agree that the NES light gun is still the best light gun that was ever released? Duck Hunt for the win, baby!
I like the Buzz controllers. Those are fucking awesome. Buzz is a great
Buzz
fucking game. Buzz. Buzz champion, Cracker Jack.
All right, next question.
All right. Jack Bauer said
yeah!
to me.
Jack Bauer.
Oh, Jack Bauer, our biggest fan in England.
Oh. Mr. Jack Bauer, who sent y'all something special?
He did, yes. Not? Oh, wait, let me hold that shit up.
Yeah.
He did?
This is for when I get sloppy drunk.
I have
tonight.
One of these for you, too.
Oh, I know. I've seen these.
Oh, that is beautiful.
He sent us bar towels.
That's mine.
He actually sent us... He actually sent us
two. Who do you work for?
He actually sent us two of the Newcastle ones, so I could have one and Jason could have one.
Thank you.
I have one for you. I have one for you in my car.
No, you're fucking not. No, you're not.
Well, part of his question was already read or already asked,
answered.
But I'll reread it again and then follow it up with the follow-up question. Said, back when you started the cast, did you expect to still be going for 2 years?
No.
If yes, did you ever think you'd be hosting a gathering for your fans?
No.
Definitely
not.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
To both. Yeah.
Which fellow co-host
friends
would you like to anonymously slap?
Which one? Sorry, a co-host?
Which fellow co-host
I really
would
love
you like
all of
to anonymously
hosts,
slap?
Anonymously.
They're you both going to say me, and I both can't I can't decide between the two of them.
I'm
going to
say both, because being on the show with these guys and they don't like shooters, it's ridiculous, and it doesn't matter what the fuck it is. Not even sports ball, like Halo, Killzone, Resistance. It's like pulling fucking teeth to tell these guys.
I've tried.
And I had an hour and a half conversation last night trying to tell Jason,
drunken
conversation, why he should like play Ninja Gaiden and give it a good shot or whatever.
And I do like Ninja Gaiden. Come on now.
I'm down for it.
I like the game.
Don't bullshit us.
I'm not bullshitting you, man.
All right. I can't slap either of these motherfuckers. And I can slap Kill 9, though.
All right. Next question is from Poop in Flames.
Poop in Flames!
That's going to be me tomorrow.
He's from Scotland, is that
Norway.
Right?
Norway, I believe.
I
no, Norway,
know.
Norway, that's right.
All right, this was paraphrased by Tanya, so, because she... Huh?
Paraphrased by spoiler.
So, because he kind of condensed it down.
My blood type is O.
There are a bunch of people mm-hmm. who have gamer tags or handles that contain drug-related and or absurd words or phrases. What do you think would make these people want to do that? And
attention.
Also, what has been the worst offender so far that you have come across personally?
Oh. Fluffy nuts.
Fluffy nuts.
I think Double Orican should just fucking know.
Well, there's this guy on the board whose handle is Poop and Flames. That's really fucking weird.
Yeah, true. True. You ever try that? Shit will fuck you up. Fuck you up.
So the question was, why do you think they do that, and what has been the most like offensive you've seen so far? Or
really,
they do it because of attention.
It's
attention. That's exactly what Jeff just said. Anonymity.
It's the same reason why people name themselves Jack Bauer or something like that. They just have a strong affinity to that, you know.
Yeah, so he has
Jack
a strong
Bauer,
affinity to Poop and Flames. He likes to...
Right.
Have you guys come across any
it defines
up
you.
Names? Or,
it defines you.
You don't think Poop and Flames is fucked up?
That's not... That's funny, dude. Like that's going to be me tomorrow morning. I wasn't lying.
That's also, good shit.
No pun intended.
All right.
No, wait. Pun intended.
Kind of intended.
Next online question is from Nobishin186.
Hey. Nobishin!
What's up, buddy?
We love that guy.
What was the best and worst movie you have seen this summer?
Uncharted 2.
That actually was my... That was my answer. That was... Fuck. He got it. He got mine, yeah. Uncharted 2.
The best,
2.
And, best worst. And worst.
Sorry, movie Jason.
That I've seen.
The best and worst?
Does it have to be this summer?
It's this summer.
When did District 9 come out?
That was very good.
I thought that was really good.
All right, I think.
My God, Street Fighter
Legend of Chun-Li
was the worst movie I've seen in years.
May have been the worst.
Because we went to a double feature. Scott was in town, and we went to a double feature with the Legend of Chun-Li and fucking
Dragon Ball Z.
Evolution.
Which one was?
The two worst fucking movies of the summer.
Which was worse?
As far as District 9, I wanted to actually comment. I think the best description of District 9 was by my wife, who said that it was a really good movie, but it wasn't an enjoyable movie.
What?
It was the movie had a very good message. It was very well done, but it was hard to actually sit through. I wouldn't want to see it again. I'm glad I saw it, but I wouldn't want to see it again.
I fucking love that movie. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great story.
I love the shit out of it. Yeah.
I thought it was well done. I could watch that movie again and again. Oh. And like Jack Bauer could watch fucking Phone Booth.
Well, quick question. Has anybody seen Zombieland yet?
Yeah! Zombieland!
Yes.
Boo! No.
No. I'm just talking
don't
about
compare.
This year.
Don't compare. Don't compare.
This is this year. Wow.
Totally different.
There's zombies.
They're different movies.
Loud noises!
What the hell is going on?
Time out.
Infest. What the fuck? I like that movie. What the fuck?
Can I just say that Zombieland had the best cameo ever?
Yes. Bill Murray.
Can you not say anything? I have not. I can guess who it is. I can probably, maybe, but I'm not.
I just spoil it. Anyway, I wanted to give a big shout out to my boy Rican over there, Double Rican, sending me some fucking
Rican
Zombieland swag.
Also, our bouncer.
Like, bus shelter poster for Rican.
No one would fuck with that guy.
I don't even
guy.
Know what
Look
the fuck to do with it, man. But it is awesome. Rican's also our bouncer for the evening. So
yeah. See how Orlando does when Vince Carter fakes a toe injury and he's out for half the season. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
I may have had the most fun with Zombieland so far this year. I think. But the most
Zombieland
fun.
Was
the
a
best
very,
movie?
Very fun movie.
No, but it was fun as shit. I loved it.
Yeah, that's yeah,
all right.
All right, cool. Next question.
What you got?
It's another one from Plank Fan.
Plank Fan.
What is your favorite color?
Purple. It's
red.
Not really. It's it's green. It's green.
Vagina pink. I don't know.
I'm a big fan. I'm a fan.
Oh, shit. Red.
I'd say blue.
Blue?
Blue.
Blue. Oh, blue steel. You're in love.
All right. This is from
He's
Zippy
blushing
Patrick.
Over there.
Zippy!
What is better, cheese or bacon?
Fucking
cheese.
Cheese.
Why can't
cheese.
We do both?
Cheese.
I'm fine with both.
Bacon covered in cheese? Oh, hell yeah.
Bacon covered in cheese.
We were at Sonic earlier.
I can deal with a burger without cheese on it. That's what it boils down to. Cheese all the way.
Cool. That's our definitive answer.
Okay. Question from Bleak Harvest.
Bleak Harvest.
Who'd win in a fight? Nathan Drake?
Rican.
Or Commander Shepard from Mass Effect?
Ooh.
Shepard would fucking kick
I
his ass.
I think Shepard would kick his ass. I really do. I do. I think Shepard would
Shepard,
kick his ass.
That's fair. You could make Shepard however you wanted to.
Shepard as a woman.
Well, because Jason, why? Because Drake's just a character in a movie, right? So
yeah, exactly. Totally made up fiction. Really right.
Ugly. I would say Shepard. Shepard?
Nathan
Shepard
Drake.
All the way.
Nathan Drake. I love him.
Nathan You're just Drake. Trying to be different,
no,
you bitch.
No, I'm not.
You're a liar.
No, for real. I think he would, yeah.
I don't know.
Whoop Shepard's ass.
Okay, next question is also from Plank Fan.
Plank Fan?
He likes asking questions.
All right, cool.
If you could name a trophy for anything, what would you name it, and what would you have it accomplish?
100th episode!
And it's us!
That's a good one. Yes.
I'm going to go with that. I can't think of anything, but that is...
That's...
Everyone in here got a trophy.
Stop stealing my shit, people. I got jokes written down. Did you
Super
see
the
my
fucking Jason
list?
Mode. You
Damn
beat
it.
A game on Super the fucking Jason mode.
That would be a good one, too. Sometimes you don't get trophies or achievements for that.
No, that's true.
Yeah, you experienced that recently, didn't you?
Yeah, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Ridiculous game. Ridiculous. Anyway, yeah, something to do with the mute button, I think, you know?
Mute button.
You know, finally
unmuted. Oh, I looked for this blink. I'm okay. There's no mute button. I'm good.
There's no mute button on this mic. That's why you've been able to hear Jeff the entire time.
There is. Don't show it to him. Should we tape down the on-off button? On this?
All right. Next question is from Necro.
Necro.
Hey, we haven't heard from him.
Pirates or ninjas?
Fucking ninjas.
Oh, fucking A. Yes.
Fucking ninjas. Fucking ninjas. Man.
Fucking ninjas.
Sorry, fuck it.
Plus zombies.
Zombies weren't an option.
Reekins.
Yeah.
Reekins.
Ninjas, I mean, come on.
Ninjas. All right.
Totally ninjas.
Next question's from Lee Kelly.
Lee Kelly.
What up, Lee?
If there was one figure from the world of gaming you could permanently eliminate from it, who would it be and why?
Nathan Drake. No.
Chef.
Fog. Oddly phrased.
Sorry, was it... Was it like,
Jack Thompson.
Was it a character or somebody...
Yeah. All right, yeah.
All right, we can go with that.
Jack Thompson.
yeah, okay, yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah.
That's pretty universal.
Yeah, was it character or was it like icon, like someone's like developer?
It doesn't specify, it just says figure.
Yeah.
One figure from the world of gaming who you could permanently eliminate, who would it be and why? So.
Yeah, well, let's
Navi
go.
Or something
well,
like
to make
that.
It interesting,
like
can I say this? Can I say this?
I agree with
that. We're not going to put that on the mic. That didn't actually happen.
Let's make it interesting. Let's make it video game character where it's like, right, if you wipe
character?
Out any kind of franchise, what all would right, it be?
Can I move away from Jeff?
Castlevania.
Master Chief. What was?
They said it in the shout box.
Master Chief, bitches!
I think he should have died in 3, so... I'm not going to disagree with you, dude. ODST is a bag of ass.
OSTD?
OSTD.
I went with the Jack Thompson. I don't know. I love
go with
the
game. You
want to
eliminate
figures.
A game.
Oh, game?
Besides Imagine series, like a key figure, like Zelda.
I liked Army Men. Somebody help me. What do we want to go?
I'd say
Bubsy?
They should eliminate Sagat.
Bubsy. I would agree with that, actually. That's a good one.
Any other hated series?
He was dead in like
80. Thank you, MC Wilson.
Anything. Anybody. What's that?
Blasto?
You want Blasto gone?
When was the last game for Blasto? I'm talking like
there was only one game of Blasto.
Exactly.
Blasto.
If you were to take one game that is like right now popular, and you said, I'm sick of this shit, you said Master Chief.
Master Chief?
Yeah. So how many Halo games have you played? Exactly.
I played the first one and the second one.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What happened to number 2?
I don't know. I played a multiplayer.
No.
That's what they were all about, right? Who gives a shit about the story on Halo? Hey, how's that story in Halo? Who gives a shit?
Innisfest. All right. So we actually all agreed with Master Chief. Actually, Jason. Ian?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
See that, Glenn?
I'm going to try to wrap the online stuff up as quickly as possible.
All right,
since
all right let's
we've
go.
Got
let's
lots of people
yeah,
the Orlando money. Magic.
Okay, these last two questions are from Random.
Random! 360 Nation for the win!
If you could be one single video game character, who would you be and why?
Christy from...
Master Chief.
Master Chief! What's that over here?
Christy from Dead or Alive 4, because I would not leave my room. I'm serious.
Yeah, he is serious.
And Jason wouldn't leave my room either.
Yeah, I was hoping to be Christy too. No. I would be Ryu, wandering Street Fighter warrior. Yes.
That was original. That's all right. Mine's going to be original too. Alucard from Symphony of the Night. Hell yeah. I can turn into a bat, a wolf, and mist, bitch. How you like that?
I love
that.
That's
crazy.
All right, next question.
Okay, his second question is, who is your favorite 360 podcaster whose name begins with J?
Oh, J.
Oh, my God. That's the entire
don't all
test.
Of their names
but
begin
just,
with J? It's,
so
it's
many
Justin,
options.
J, it's like J, Justin,
Justin, Jason,
and
Josh.
I'm going to say Jacob.
Yep. I was going to say Jeff.
I don't know who the fuck's Jacob.
Jeff.
Yeah, the unofficial host of 360 Nation.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's still a Jaws sound. We've talked about the Jaws sound before.
Yeah, mine's Jeff.
G-E-O-F-F, so that's not me. I don't know who he's talking about. Who the fuck are you talking about? I'm not going to...
Jeebus.
You should
all have a different... Justin.
Excellent.
Justin John.
All right, next one.
All right.
Next question.
That's the last of the online questions. So
thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, online
thank you,
people.
Thank you, stream.
Are we doing a... What's up, guys?
guys.
We'll do yeah, Johnny is a boy.
Johnny is a boy.
Rika Fist. What? Okay.
Hey, Puerto Ricans are sexy bitches.
I want to say. I'm right. And only a true Canadian would on the dance floor mount me in the back.
That's true. That's
the
true.
Moose Mountain, baby. Damn right. What? I got a question.
Moose
usually
Mount
I'm
Fest.
Mounted by the moose. But, yeah. And Bleaky, thank you, Bubba, for Eco, $10. I've been looking for it forever. Oh, who gave you Eco? I was looking for that today. Okay. Yesterday.
You got Eco for $10?
$10.
That's good.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
Oh, man. And now I have a question.
Shoot.
I know there's tons of fighting guys here. I personally am actually a undercover racing fan big time.
Whoa.
Now, over the past year, there's been a huge revival of the fighting scene, but there's also been a huge revival of the racing genre.
That's true.
That's only because a Grand Turismo 5 might be on the horizon. It's only taken 5 years, but you can kind of see it. But, yeah.
Burnout,
MotorStorm, Wipeout Fury. Wipeout, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Dirt 2.
I think the boy has a point.
All awesome games.
Need for Speed Shift is in there. All right.
9.6
average.
It's awesome. What are your guys' takes, and what do you think is the next genre that needs to be revived? Adventure games. I think it's kind of coming to that down that road, but I don't know. Like,
can I just say that Forza is my current favorite because of the super the fucking Jason mode in there?
Oh, dude, Jason.
I don't know, the one where you just hit gas and brake. You don't even have to fucking steer.
Oh, that's the shit. I don't have to do anything. I just hold down the button and. 2D scrollers?
Actually, you know what? That would be awesome. Dude, Shadow Complex blew everyone's fucking mind.
Absolutely.
Metroidvania. We are huge fans of Shadow Complex, and that is the first game to come out in forever that wasn't on like a DS or a Game Boy Advance or something like that. And it sold really well, so hopefully they... Look at this. I'm hitting the table.
Didn't you tell me not to do that from
exactly.
the first part, dude?
Stretch. Okay, so...
no, seriously. I totally agree. It's going to be 2D platformer... types, the whole Castlevania Metroid type genre that really needs to be redone. I'm tired of seeing these games try and be in 3D. Don't try and be 3D. Just go back to 2D.
Like, exactly.
Go back to your roots. That's the way it should be. That's the way I want it.
And which Rican is the best?
Or are you just going to agree?
I know he may beat my ass. Dude, if I fucking talk down to Double Rican, I might get my face stuffed up my ass. So.
Probably.
Bigger, badder.
Every time Double Rican flexes, I get turned on.
Wow, dude.
Jeff, spray. Be careful. Don't spray the maple syrup. I'll try not to.
All right. Yeah, I want point.
All right, thanks, Johnny.
Back.
Thanks, Johnny.
Hey, give Johnny a grab bag.
Yeah.
Give Johnny a grab bag. Come here, Johnny.
Johnny, step up here. Johnny.
I forgot about these.
Johnny's boy. Nice. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
I just want to say, you guys
I have to pee so bad.
Yeah.
Thank you, Southern.
Miss Fast.
Hey, who are you? Come on, tell everybody who you are.
Southern Coyote.
So the original Fez.
He gave us 3 drunk dials in one fucking day. And then we
And it was 10:30 in the morning.
Got a couple things.
All right. Yeah.
You guys rock.
Yeah.
Woo!
In his fist.
In his fist.
In his fist.
I can't remember what I was
Boxers.
Gonna say.
Boxers.
he's yeah. That's a side effect from $6 Newcastle pitchers.
Yes.
Yes.
Watermelon.
Do you remember this, Jason? Why is Crackdown not a superhero?
Where's
game?
David?
What's
Where's
that?
David? David needs to come up here on the mic too. Just stand right next to him, just to kind of back up and.
I didn't hear that.
Why is Crackdown not a superhero game?
There's not a comic book that is published by.
Good answer.
It's not a comic book formula.
Why
Does anybody have
awesome?
A mason jar? Seriously.
It's ridiculous. No.
Didn't Witness
awesome?
Have a comic book? Did I miss that?
If they published a comic book, I mean, seriously, would you buy it? I mean, I don't know. It doesn't fit the formula. Yes, you know, there may be, you know, tights that have to be involved in a comic book or whatever, but I don't know.
Jason, one more question.
Yeah.
Why is Batman awesome?
Why is Batman awesome? Because he's not a super mutant. or anything like that. Seriously.
Because he's a regular guy that just happens to have hundreds and of
dude,
billions
dude
of
is
dollars
smart as shit,
to
you
make
know,
all kinds of shit.
And it's best. And it's best. Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Southern. Coyote.
Thank you, Southern. Here we go. MC.
Hey, MC Wilson.
Formerly of Broadcast Gamer fame.
I have to pee
evening,
so bad.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I very fondly remember playing through Zelda back on the 64, and the sense of satisfaction I used to get whenever I'd get through some of the more difficult puzzles in the game. But I'm not sure I've felt that since then. And maybe this is symptomatic of a problem that we have right now, but earlier today I was talking with somebody about what they liked about Uncharted 2, and one of the things that they said was that it really minimized the puzzle solving. Now, what I'm wondering is, should action games continue to have puzzle solving at all? And if you think that they would benefit from it, how could it be improved?
Good question.
Okay, so you said that somebody said Uncharted 2, they liked the puzzle solving in that game?
They said that they liked it better than the first because it had less puzzle solving.
Okay,
really?
that's actually one of my complaints that we'll bring up next week, but I actually wanted more because of the type of game it is.
I did too.
It's an adventure game where you're
right
going through tombs and stuff. You should be looking at that kind of thing where it's like a puzzle solving aspect. Whereas I thought they kind of took the high road and said, you know what, let's just focus on fucking action and shooting. And they put there's four major puzzles in that entire game. Two of which happen right. Sorry, I might be spoiling shit, but two of which happen right after each other. I didn't like it. I think action games shouldn't, but adventure games, oh, fuck yeah. They should definitely have some kind of puzzle solving.
I'll agree with that. Yeah.
I think when I solve a puzzle in a game, no matter what type of game, if it's smartly done, it's the exact same feeling of accomplishment than if you beat Jason in Street Fighter.
That's quite an accomplishment, actually.
All right,
and then again, Uncharted also has the super the fucking Jason mode on puzzle solving. What am I going to do? Select.
Exactly.
Oh wait.
That's exactly what I
Right,
yeah,
that's what I was going to say. The biggest thing about Uncharted is that they had a fucking hint button. It's like, you've been working way too long on this puzzle. Hit the hint button.
It's not even a puzzle.
Let me show you what you're supposed to do.
No, it's not even just the puzzle. It's trying to find your next avenue or to get to the next screen. But, no, I mean, speaking of the hint guide, I mean, everything you had a strategy guide with you, so whenever you were faced with a puzzle, quote unquote, you know, you could actually just look in your little hint book and it would show you, oh, I have to move the arms this way. You know, there was no puzzle solving involved, you know, so I don't know why the hell they put it in there. I do appreciate a good puzzle, though, you know, if you actually have to kind of figure it out, you know, or if it isn't just spelled out right in front of you, you know, because it was completely pedestrian and Uncharted, too. Ridiculous. But I would like to see it if implemented well. I can't really think of any good examples, though, like recently, you know, how they could improve it other than
Metroid,
you know, having to research that kind of stuff.
Metroid
you know.
Prime 3 had some pretty crazy good puzzles that were.
Is that good?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to, in terms of how to improve it, gamers and developers need to play test their games properly and make it so it's not. If you have a puzzle where you have to hit a button to tell you how to do it, you ain't doing it right.
Right.
That's the only
way. The way to solve the puzzle should be obvious, but it should be difficult to solve. And that's not the way it is in Uncharted. Uncharted, the puzzles are easy if you know what the puzzle is.
Right.
The thing is that they make it so friggin' obscure half the time that you actually have to hit the hit button to find out what the fuck you're supposed to do.
True.
So
and then they
I would
spell
say,
it out for you.
Right.
You
know? I would say that to actually improve it, they'd have to make more difficult puzzles, but make it more obvious what you're supposed to do to solve the puzzle.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
man. MC. Give the man a bag.
Give the man a bag. Thank you, MC Wilson.
Shit.
Oh, shit. It's David.
Shit,
Let's
David.
Do another email.
All right.
I will be back in 30 seconds.
I think I was originally asked to actually, like, come down on Jason, but really, I'm too drunk right now. I can't think of anything.
$6 new cast pitchers.
That's pretty much it. But I want to commend everyone here because I've gone to the bathroom like 3 or 4 times. No one has yet to piss on the seat. I would like to commend you. All right. I have worked in million-dollar office buildings where people who, you know, basically could run me over.
He just
tell you, son of a bitch.
Way to go, Glenn Burgess.
People could run me over and break every bone in my body and still, you know, go home and roll around on their pile of money. So, and they still pee on the seats. So, anyway, I just want to commend you all. I have kind of two questions. One, why do you think that Dungeons & Dragons Online had to go to the free to play system, even though it had puzzle solving, it actually had all the elements of like Uncharted, where you can grab onto things to go on the next ledges and stuff like that. It was an actual game.
Oh yeah,
transforming into MMO. I mean, do you wonder why it had to go to free to play? Aside from World of Warcraft has a bunch of retards that love
that. that was going to be my answer. The reason that it had to go free to play is because of World of Warcraft. There's too many people playing World of Warcraft and they don't branch out to try and play other MMOs.
Right.
I really think that's it. That's it. I mean, Dungeons & Dragons Online is I like it. I think it's a great game. So, I mean, I just really think that everyone is very they're happy with what they know. Mm-hmm. They're happy with what they know.
Correct.
And my second question is mainly for Jason because he actually likes wrestling. Shit. But I just want to know who your favorite wrestler of all time is and why. I'm sure you two probably...
Tito Santana.
I mean, dude, Ultimate Warrior.
No, Ricky the Dragon.
Ultimate Warrior.
Canada doesn't actually have wrestling because they don't have
We got wrestling. Ask Crayman.
So
he's actually going to... Crayman, Alex, is actually going to... What's he going to in Pittsburgh? Where are you going?
Bragging rights.
He flew down here, and then he's going to Pittsburgh. He's actually flying to Pittsburgh after this to go to this to Bragging Rights, the wrestling pay-per-view. There you go.
Huh,
and then he's heading back home to Canada. So.
Cool.
Wow, so Canadian actually does have sports heroes. That's
All right, is that it, David?
As far as I know, I can't. All right, great.
I
was going to mention something about being a douche nozzle, but no. Don't worry about that.
You do that enough already.
We know.
I'll do that next week. Don't worry about it.
All right, let's do an email real quick before we go on to the next one. Next person.
You want it?
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, guys. This is from Mr. Poop in Flames.
Didn't we already talk about him on the show?
We did. As you know, I've been following you guys for some time now. I wish I could have been at IndusFest with all of you crazy people. But as the title says, I'm far away. Yep, in Norway. Hope you guys have a great party, that you meet a lot of cool people, which we
have met a lot of cool people.
I'll do a voicemail to you guys before Saturday. I don't know if we got it.
I'm not sure if we did.
But I have to find a mic first since my girlfriend killed my laptop with that shit already built in. Do some shots or whatever for me, too.
We'll just have some Newcastle.
All the best from your number one Norwegian listener, Poop in Flames.
Thank you, sir. Poop.
Here's to you, sir.
In Flames.
Whistle you up, dude.
Please. Parched.
All right, look at who is here.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Wait. Do we need to introduce?
I think so.
Do we need to?
I don't have any music, but. Everybody,
what's the Aces High?
You guys are familiar with the Aces High segments where he asks random questions.
And now it's time for another edition of
Random Questions
from Aces High. Speak up.
I just want to know if Jeff really just took a piss in the girls' bathroom.
Hey, I'm going to back up my boy right now. If the men's bathroom is not available and it's a single-person bathroom, shit, yeah, I'm going to go in the women's bathroom.
I had to go quick,
I did it once today already, too, so I'm going to back up my boy.
The funny shit is, he was driving with us back from Sonic today, and he's like, I want to think of some random questions, but I'm waiting for someone to do something stupid. And that's the first question.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aces. Yep. And yes, I did.
Jeff, you're always does something stupid, so it's good.
I did join this podcast.
All right, yesterday I asked Jason if the feeling that IndusFest is actually going to happen, or if it actually is happening, if it hit any of you yet. And he said that, for the most part, it hasn't hit you yet yesterday.
No.
Sitting here with lights on you and a bunch of adoring fans. Well, just fans.
Honestly, this still kind of makes me kind of crawl into my shell a little bit, and really I'm kind of on autopilot, you know. It's still not going to hit me until, like, everything, like, you know, all the responsible stuff is done. You know, the show is over. We can just kind of hang out with everybody. But, you know, I did get a really good taste of that last night, you know, because we were just kind of hanging out with everybody. Yeah, got along, and everybody was having a great time. And, So I joked about it, you know, last night. I'm like, you know, I could die a happy guy, you know. You know, the first night the pre-show was successful. Everything went fucking great. You know, I was fine with that. But, yeah, but right now I'm like deer in headlights. I don't really know what's going on. There's so many people looking at me and talking to me right now.
There's people here listening to what we're saying.
No.
It's weird.
No. Sorry, how can, I mean, really, how can
fuck
you ever
you
expect, okay, you know, something like
can we
like
fucking play
work,
Warcraft,
you know,
already?
To,
seriously.
For people to show up, you know, I can't believe it. I still don't believe it.
Most of the people already know the story, so I'm not going to really count it as a question. But what's the biggest thing you've ever forgot somewhere?
Scott.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He said biggest.
That's awesome.
He was in the bathroom.
Jason.
Yeah.
He said biggest.
Oh.
Still Scott.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got nothing.
The only thing I can remember is it's not that big of a deal. I got Raptor tickets, the Toronto Raptors, and we were like 5 minutes away from the stadium, and I forgot the tickets at home. And I lived like 25 minutes out of Toronto that time. Mm-hmm. Boring story. It sucked. We missed half the game.
No way?
I didn't even think about that. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, really? Well, it's a good thing I just met you tonight, then, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I can't think of anything to say that back to that. So, hey, Chris.
I really got nothing. I forget shit all the time. So
anniversaries, anything? Nothing?
Dude,
I forgot my mom's birthday this year. That's pretty fucking bad. Oh, my God, that was terrible. I worst kid. The kid. Worst son ever.
You're the worst child ever.
Pretty much.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
I have nothing. I'm sorry. I really don't. I forget shit all the time. So it's like, you know, what do you consider the worst thing I've ever forgotten? I don't know.
Crystal, you got anything? What's the worst thing I've ever forgotten?
To wear a condom.
Hi-yo!
That was all right, brilliant.
I'm leaving now. I'm leaving.
That was fucking brilliant. Nice.
All right, next question.
When you make
I want to get away
butter
from this now. Let's go on.
When you make a peanut butter and jelly, more peanut butter or jelly?
More peanut butter.
Definitely more peanut butter.
More peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Never enough.
All
right.
Hey, can I say something really quick?
Yeah. I got to let you guys know.
There are actually two or three people in here that now know the glory of pancakes with peanut butter.
Point them out.
Ken.
Yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Sushi X, Ken
really?
Williams knows the...
Yeah.
Oh, tears of ashes, oh, right?
Tears and cracker, really?
All over the place.
Because I was, like, I thought they were on crack when they told you peanut butter on pancakes. That's fucking disgusting. And that night at Scott's place, when I was drunk at 10 in the morning, and I tried it, and it was the best shit ever.
It was great.
Then again, I would have eaten it.
I had a bunch of people staying at my place today, and this morning I made them pancakes, and I went to the chocolate chip pancakes, and I went.
Very nice.
I went to the store.
Stay at your house.
Yeah, Reese's Pancakes. I went to the store and actually bought a jar of peanut butter just so they could experience
Attaboy.
Peanut butter and pancakes.
Yes.
Well, all right.
Last question.
What you got?
What is the worst pet that you have ever seen someone have? Like, something that just seems odd or, like, wouldn't make a good pet at all?
Besides
the worst
fish?
Pet? Jeff. When I first bought my house, I moved in and I had a roommate named Dawn, and she had a bird. I can't remember what the bird's name is, but all it did is squawk, pick its feathers off because it was like, I don't even know what.
Suicidal.
She was. Yeah, she was. It was neurotic. It was a fucking neurotic parrot, and it shit all over the place. It was crazy. It was a ridiculous parrot. Worst pet ever.
No,
what?
I don't. That's why I booked.
Okay.
Worst pet. I can't say I've seen someone with a worst pet. The most ridiculous thing I saw was on the TTC, which is the equivalent of the MART is here. It's like the subway system. I saw a couple with rabbits on leashes, which I thought was ridiculous. That's I think fish are retarded. I think it's more like moving art than a pet. It's, but yeah, some people like that shit. I don't know, but
Shit, I'm on the spot now. I was going to say rabbits because I've seen those too. Cats. I fucking hate cats. I really fucking hate cats. No, I don't.
Tanya's going to attack your face.
No. Pigs? I've seen pigs on leashes. What the hell's up with that? For real.
Yeah.
And the whole little dog thing in the purse? Not doing it for
Chihuahuas
me.
Chihuahuas are not dogs. They are rodents.
Yeah, they look like rodents. I stand by that answer.
All right, thanks, Aces. Hey, can we give Aces a grab bag? Aces definitely deserves a grab bag.
He gets like five bags.
For all the questions you send in, dude.
He sent so many questions in, and he started so many freaking discussions. Like, what was the last one?
It became a regular segment on our show. That's how much we love random questions. And the theme music.
Even though goes over the theme music with his own now.
Yeah, we know who this guy is, but introduce yourself on the microphone.
Who's this?
Hey, late. Hey, ladies, I'm Tears of Ash. What's up?
Tears of Ash!
I have a couple questions. I was wondering first what your favorite import game was.
Ooh.
What? Wait, what?
Favorite import game.
Import game, okay. All right, I got one.
Go ahead.
Rival Schools.
Capcom. Ooh, that's a good one. All right, so a lot of people have heard me talk about the game Target Earth for Genesis. Mm-hmm. The sequel to Target Earth, called Assault Suit Lanos 2, was released for Saturn only in Japan. So that would be my favorite import game.
I've only imported one game in my entire life, and it was X-Men vs. Street Fighter on the Sega Saturn.
It doesn't count if you come to over the U.S. border and take a U.S. game back.
That didn't come out in North America, dude.
Also, what's your favorite Hannah Montana song?
Who's All Hannah Montana?
How gay am I?
I mean, come on. I have no idea. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheers.
Thank you, Cheers.
Black Flower Music.
Hey, this is
co-host right
this
there.
Is Amy, is that right?
Good evening. No, that is not correct. My name is actually Auburn Menominee.
Oh, okay.
Yes, this is my new future virtual name, Auburn Menominee. And actually, before I start, I'd just like to say that all of you gamers have won your way into my heart.
Excellent.
And
yes.
I'm proud to support
it is best.
Hey, okay.
It is
first
best.
Of all, okay, you came with Eamon, right?
I'm a non-gamer, and I'm proud to support my I Love Geeks pin, which is proudly donated.
You did come with Eamon.
Mr. I-Man Knight.
Mr. I-Man Knight.
Yeah,
I-Man Knight. Ricky Duty.
Has he touched you in places you don't want him to?
I do have a two-part question.
Okay,
go for it.
Right, if it could be taken seriously.
Oh,
my
course.
Question is, why are there so few women here? Why are there so few gamers? And also, as
Welcome
a new
to the
gamer,
world of
someone
gaming.
Who doesn't know gaming, and like, I'm being introduced to this world through Indus Fest, which is very cool and I like. But just what's a new game or a good game for a new person into gaming? What could they start with?
Because
it's very
Kart.
Overwhelming.
I think
and
Mario
you have
Kart
your whole lingo in your language. It's very
we do
cool,
have lingo.
But I don't know how to jump
we have
into
mad
this.
Lingo.
So, like, as a girl, like, why are there so few girls? And also, as a person, like, what's a good game to jump into this? I did play a game, and I kicked ass, and it was awesome.
What game was it?
Yeah, it was UFC.
Oh, nice. Did you do left hook? Left hook?
Hey, did you do the left hook?
Like,
left hook? Left hook?
Yeah.
Left hook?
It was fun. It was really fun.
All right.
Yeah, those are my two questions. Thank you.
I'm gonna take this opportunity to pimp Sisters in Gaming. We have Silrain right over here.
Where's Silrain?
We have a member of Sisters in Gaming actually here at Indus Fest.
And a Scrub Sport Female League champion, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So if you're asking why there's so few females, they actually have – she has a podcast with three other ladies that are gamers. It's called Sisters in Gaming. Definitely check them out. They have an awesome show. But as far as, like, why there are so few women, because – men are easy to please. Women are much harder to please than men. That's what I think.
It's a male-dominated market, and, you know, everything's catered to and advertised to males for the most part. Not everything, but, you know, there's a large
most
focus
of them,
on
the majority.
That. And it is sad. That's something that we want to see, you know, changed a lot. I think it's been getting a lot better, though, in probably the past, like, 5-10 years.
What?
Because it used to be just like completely dominated.
Yeah,
and now
male
we're seeing,
dominated.
You know,
with
the you know the introduction of like you know the DS and stuff like that, we're seeing a lot of female-oriented games. Some of them maybe even derogatory, like you know it's like you know they're catered just to women, and you know people think that they're chicks. They just like pink and ponies and stuff like that. And that stuff is actually detrimental to girl gamers, you know, which really sucks.
But seriously, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that shit. But it's cool that you were playing like UFC and you know having fun with it and stuff, you know. Yeah.
One of the things I was going to say is that I think one of the reasons that there's actually right now more women involved in gaming than in the past. And one of the reasons I think that is because there's some companies out there that are actually making strong female leads in games that are not sluts.
I think one thing from Uncharted 2, I think actually Elena and Chloe are really good examples of they're not exploiting them as being big-titted bimbos that are running around with thongs like.
Wait, there was Elena and there was that other chick,
Chloe.
Lara Croft?
Chloe.
Lara Croft?
Oh, Lara Croft.
Yeah, Lara Croft.
That's Tomb Raider.
No, she was in Uncharted as well. Do you remember her?
Oh, Chloe, yeah.
Yeah, British accent, you know.
Save that for
back
next
and forth,
show.
Big
but
tits.
Elena is a strong character who isn't sexually exploited, and I think she's one of the best female characters in a game in a long... Her and Alex from Half-Life are just phenomenal.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Can we suggest? Wow.
Suggest
some games?
I think the point is that a lot of developers are seeing that they can get women into gaming if they do make the strong female leads, and they don't make them sluts. So, I mean, I think that's an important step, and I'm hoping that there's a lot more developers out there that do that.
Are you more drawn to a title that has a female lead? But does that even seem interesting?
Oh,
yeah.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's very true.
True.
Well, I will say this.
Okay. Can I ask you a question, just being a female gamer? Before you came here and played UFC, were you interested in gaming whatsoever? And is that just random question? Why is that? Just because?
Come back to the mic, because we're sitting here in silence while you're talking. So.
Oh, right on. So I don't know. I was never interested in gaming because I like to live my life me and not live vicariously through a virtual character.
Okay.
That's why. Because I like to be and do my own stuff. Like, I like to be in control and actually see myself making something and not living through a character. That's why I was never into it. But, I mean, it was fun. I had fun playing UFC and kicking ass.
Do you watch movies?
I was I saw them kicking ass, and I said, I want to kick ass, too.
Hell yeah.
There you go. And you kicked ass, apparently.
Yeah.
Fight Scott. He's got a mean left hook.
Yeah.
Brutal.
So,
brutal.
Yeah, gaming is cool. But that is why before. I don't know if I'm going to be a gamer.
No, but you had a good time. And
I did.
You came in here with Eamon, which much props to you, because that's just...
just saying...
I was this was expected and unexpected, but really it's cool, and you are all cool people, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
One of the things that I will suggest to you is there are some games out there that allow you to create your own characters.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't like to live vicariously through a different character.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a character that's more based on something that you are, you know, that have your traits.
Yeah.
There's games out there like that. Like even Demon Souls, which is a really fucking hard game. But
did you just
don't
suggest Demon Souls?
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just using it as an example. If you want me to suggest something, I'll say Phantasy Star, because Phantasy Star Portable has in Phantasy Star Universe, you can create your own character, and you can actually model the character after your traits.
Right.
So there's a lot of games like that, and one of the ones that I'm really looking forward to that does that is called White Knight Chronicles. So there you go.
Cool. Well, thank you for the tip.
Talk to that Eamon about the Fantasy
the
Star.
Eamon
knows all about it.
Eamon knows about
the
Fantasy
Star.
The flaming
douchebag over there.
Talk to the duty.
No, Talk to the duty.
Even the Rican don't like that guy.
I also like to see that gamers are socializing. I had a lot of stereotypes. I like to see that you guys actually meet each other and hang out, and it's a real hobby.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real hobby, and I see
And
that
we love
now.
To pat each other's asses every time we get a
it
chance.
It is a way of life.
It's very cool, so... Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Give the girl a bag.
Definitely give her a bag. Give her a bag.
All right, come on up here.
Get a bag.
You got to come on camera and get it.
Swag
come on,
bag
you've already been on camera.
It's a good one.
You're on camera as soon as you get to the mic.
Sucker.
Yeah. Muramasa has a very strong female lead character that is not a slut.
She might like
that
game.
Of course, the Play magazine cover that's Rounder. In that bag makes her look like a slut.
That might be a step backwards. Don't mind that. Just give
all
it
right. Hey,
out.
Look, it's.
It's who are you? Let him introduce himself.
It's Rounder.
It's Rounder.
Oh, I hope Silent Hill sure is
David,
watching.
I'm David, aka Rounder.
Yes.
Brand new. I've got two questions for you. My first one's a bit more general. What was your first game that really hooked you and got you into this hobby?
It's an easy question for me. Double Dragon. Double Dragon.
Really?
I was gaming on a ColecoVision and Atari for like years, and I remember my parents enrolled me in a bowling league. Not that I don't like bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me beat your ass, Jordan.
But I didn't have a lot of fun. But they had a Double Dragon machine there, which I was like, oh my god, two people can play at the exact same time, and you're beating the crap out of people.
Yeah.
That hooked me. At that point, it went from like just playing like Zaxxon and friggin' Cabbage Patch Kids on my
Cabbage
Keiko,
Patch Kids.
Yeah. To that hooked me immediately, and I gotcha. That was it for me.
All right. I don't have anything that like hooked me until honestly it was Final Fantasy on the NES, and that was the first game that like really fucking sunk its teeth in. Everything else is like, you know, it was a great diversion. It's like, oh wow, I'm score chasing or whatever, and that's fun. But that was the first one that I felt actually like emotionally connected to, and that's always gonna hold a place in my heart. That was the first one. It was just like, I am now a fucking hardcore gamer, you know.
I'm a little more retro. I'm going to say Pac-Man. Pac-Man was the first game that I liked so much that I wanted to have it at home with me. And that my Atari 2600 was the first system that I actually got Pac-Man on. And even though it was shit compared to the arcade version,
gray hair,
it was still fucking Pac-Man, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was.
Cool. Right. My second question is a bit more specific. I know you guys have kind of mixed views amongst you about JRPGs right now. What would you do to change them, make them, you know, more appealing,
make them
still
more like Halo,
still keep their feeling, still keep the JRPG feeling?
The easy answer is to show less male midriff.
Less male midriff.
I would be fine with that. That's the answer right there.
More masculine for you.
Break away from the generic JRPG, because they're basically every single developer copies what Square did the generation before, the year before, and until Final Fantasy 13 gets released. Every JRPG is going to be a cookie cutter of each other. And once 13's released, then they're like, oh, they're introducing new stuff. They got to stop doing that. They really have to think outside of the box. And I know a lot of Japanese developers now, well, Demon's Souls was developed by a Japanese developer, and they did a much better job of developing for the Western.
Do you think 13 will change things? I mean, I've seen the
Oh, no, I did see them. But in terms of like how RPGs go, can you remember the Demon's Souls thing? I'm going to come back to it. But I don't necessarily think 13 will change things, but if you look at the history of JRPGs in North America, what does well, it's usually when Final Fantasy VII came out, that was probably the launcher to North American introducing the JRPGs. That's basically was like the set the standard. Everyone loved that game. That's why a lot of people think that is the best Final Fantasy, because for most people, that's the first one they played. The first one I played was 6. That's why I think it's the best one. But before Square, because Square has that kind of effect on people in North America, they don't like to buy the RPGs that aren't by Square and that aren't Final Fantasy. So they cater to the people like Final Fantasy X comes out. Like Lost Odyssey, decent game. It was Final Fantasy X. Well, like that was Final Fantasy X. What? Exactly.
That
Final point
Fantasy
is moot
11.
Though. The point is they did not go out of that border of what an original game. They went to what worked and what sold. And then every single RPG from there seems to follow the same thing because, hey, Final Fantasy X, 9, 8, 7 did really well in North America. Let's do what they did. And they've been so scared to change that mold until 13 comes out. And then they'll be like, okay, this might... I'm not saying 13 will change things because it might not. I don't really know. But like back to Demon's Souls, that is a Japanese developer's first take on making a westernized game with Western fantasy. And it is amazing. It is like
amazing.
Yeah. But they did a really good job. And they stepped out of the box and brought things back kind of like old school and introduced some new concepts. Like the online in that game has never been done like that before. And I think it's brilliant, to tell you the truth. I love the online in that game because it's not forcing on you. But it's hinting you should play online because this is the way the game should be played. I like it. But I think they need to start thinking that there's actually a market for it in North America, but none of the developers are actually being creative at all. I don't know. Well, he's the JRPG guy, so I could be talking out of my ass.
I'm very opinionated about this subject. My favorite RPG of all time is, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know, is Skies of Arcadia. For me, what really gets me about an RPG, what really will bring me into it and hook me, is if the battle system is engaging, and if, you know, if it's more than just like selecting attack and letting him go and do his thing. The reason I like Skies of Arcadia so much is because of they break away from the monotony with the ship battles. That's one of the big things about it. One of the reasons I talk about Rogue Galaxy so much. Rogue Galaxy has a real-time battle system right. where you control one character, but you actually have control over what two AI characters do for you. And that's right. I mean that's a really good combat system. And let's face it, JRPGs, the main thing you do most of the time is fucking grind. All right, you battle all over the fucking place. If the battle system is engaging, that's what's going to do it for me. And it's hard to find those kinds of games right now. And the next one that's really exciting me is White Knight Chronicles. I mentioned it before, but the battle system is completely different.
I got to cut in there because I just want to what's Jason? Is he in the women's washroom?
Yeah, Jason just went to the women's washroom. I'm going next, baby.
You're looking at White Knight Chronicles. What do you think of the fact that it was going to be a full-blown JRPG and they changed it to be more like Monster Hunter?
What I like about that is that they actually integrated that into the story somehow because the way that it looks like it works is that the character that you create for your Monster Hunter-like gameplay or your PSO-like gameplay is a character that follows you around in the story. And they actually integrated it so that it's one of your party members in your story.
Yeah.
And that that makes me more attached to the game in that that respect. So it's like, yes, the story is following this main character, but you still have a personal feel in it because you have a character in the party that is your character. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that will really make JRPGs shine, in my opinion. So, you know, when it comes down to it, it's like, I don't want just another Final Fantasy. I want something that has something unique involved with how you battle, how you grind, because grind is in every JRPG, a lot of times it is boring as shit. But it's all about how you approach that particular monotonous, you know, that monotonous thing that you
don't
have to
do. Don't
look
at me for a word, dude. I'm retarded. I'm like 8 beers. Yeah, anyway.
What give him a bag. Awesome question, Rounder. Thank you.
But what if a JRPG is like eliminated grinding?
What's that?
What if JRPGs started to eliminate grinding?
So I don't think JRPGs will ever eliminate grinding. I really don't.
But should they? Okay. All
right. I mean,
it's kind of like a little bit of a tangent here. Like, RPGs, that's cool. I like that you're bringing that up.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we never do tangents. It's not our thing.
Tangent? What tangent? I don't know what you're talking about.
So asking Chris as a Japanese RPG fan, and I guess are you an RPG fan, Rander? Like,
yeah. RPGs and fighters.
Do you prefer an RPG that levels up with you? Or that you have to level up to get to the level of the enemies you're fighting?
I prefer the former myself.
Okay. Which one did I say first? Because I can't remember.
The one that levels up.
Here, let me get you another beer, Jeff.
The game that scales with you.
Okay, so you're not a fan of grinding then, obviously.
I'm not the biggest grinding fan. I like RPGs, and I can put up with grinding, but that's not why I play them.
Because the only reason I don't like that is because I don't feel like I ever feel like a badass. That was my biggest problem with Too Human. So much loot, so much grinding. I never felt like I was kicking ass. But because it leveled with you. Same with Oblivion. Yeah. But grinding sucks.
Yeah.
I don't think I like RPGs, actually. I think I just...
No, you just need to stop playing RPGs altogether, man.
I'm like, yeah.
Are you going to sell Borderlands now?
Fuck that shit. Do that shit to the dudes. Fucking Halo with loot. Don't get a bag, dude.
Hell yeah. How many more we got up here? We got Bubba, we got Gruul.
Oh, Bubba, dude.
We got someone else too. Yeah. All right, cool. All right.
I see.
We got to cut off though. Okay.
All right, go for it, Bubba.
Bubba right. BBQ.
Barbara BBQ.
I got the easiest question of the night.
Yeah.
What's your favorite retro console and the particular game for that console?
Oh.
Can I go first?
Yeah. What was the second part? Sorry, I missed the second part. Retro gaming console.
And what's your favorite game for that console?
Right. Okay.
Can I go first?
Yeah, do it.
TurboGrafx. And if you consider the Turbo Duo, I'm going to say Castlevania, Rondo of Blood.
Yeah, Dracula.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, that was a big surprise.
Yeah, Jason?
I already kind of mentioned it. Yeah, NES and Final Fantasy. I can play it forever.
Nice, good.
For real.
NES and Final Fantasy.
Fuck.
That wasn't a console, Jeff. Was there a game on that console? Was there foreplay on that console?
It's called shit. I love Halo CE on Xbox. Mega Man 2? I hate it. I didn't like Mega Man. Yeah, here, come see. I'm sorry I wasn't a Mega Man fan.
Gutsman.
I think I'm gonna have to go with Gunstar Heroes on Sega Genesis.
Nice.
That's not really that retro, but
that's good.
I love that one. Is my favorite Genesis game of all time, and Gunstar Heroes. Not that retro, but that is. Yeah.
So Genesis is your favorite retro console?
I'd have to say for sure.
Nice. All right.
God, it
that's good. I like
it.
I like
it's retro.
Thank you, Bubba.
Yeah.
And Bubba, can you step? Yeah. Bubba, can you step back? Okay, right. He's leaving. He's gone.
How many bags we got?
Pause. Stretch. All right. Well, give him a bag. Bubba, come get a bag.
Oh, by the way, Bubba.
Where'd he go?
Where's Bubba? What are you're competing for something tonight. Are we correct here? Like, you're competing for something tonight on Killzone 2? 100,000 points. That's a milestone.
We should probably mention that. Bubba Barbecue, BBQ, Barbecue, whatever. He's going to hit the 100K club in Killzone 2 tonight.
Hell
hopefully,
yes!
So.
Nice. Right there.
Congratulations.
And
all right. So we have Gruul up next, otherwise known
What's
as
up?
Gale Coolis.
What is up, buddy?
Not too much. I got a question. It's pretty much, what's your most guilty pleasure for gaming? It seems like a lot of games, everyone's always loving the 9s and the 10 rated games, but like, it seems nowadays if a game gets like anything under an 8, everyone's, this game's shit. So, pretty much, what's your most favorite game that's usually considered like a 7 and under? Like, I was a big fan of Street Fighter EX3. Everyone else hates that game.
Okay.
No. I love it.
Redheaded stepchild of the Street Fighter.
So, what's your guilty pleasure of gaming?
Oh man, I'm gonna get so thrashed for this. Do you want? You guys want to go
that,
first? Because I'm gonna get thrashed
for really
this.
Really fucking
bad.
Good one.
That is a good one.
Scott mentioned Earth Defense Force.
Dude, that's a great game. What are you talking about?
That is a shitty game.
Dude,
it's
man, great.
That
no,
is
grip
fun.
Ship. Don't. Hey, Cray's gonna come
kill
you.
That's Cray. Man's gonna destroy
you. Better watch out.
I'm looking out for him. I'm saying it's a good. Guilty pleasure. No, go ahead.
You guys all right, I'm gonna go first.
Yaris.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Did anybody bring that?
I love Dance Dance Revolution. I am a big fat guy that loves to play Dance Dance Revolution. Glenn Burgess is with me, baby. Kill 9 for the win.
Why would you even feel guilty about that, though? It's a popular
game. They come out like once or twice a year, and they always get like 5s and 6s, and it's like, okay, your game sucks. Change it.
No. Oh, so you'd only feel guilty towards the critics or something?
No, it's
like
not
that.
It's just like, I play GDR.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
For those of you who are not watching the feed, the Battle of Brew just came out and dropped 2 DDR
packs. How well do you play DDR? Really?
Do you have DDR Max 2? Because I can play that one pretty well.
How well do you play DDR against Kill 9?
He loves the Britney Spears. Hit me, baby, one more time. He's
Holy
a big fan.
Holy shit.
I'm not going to try. I'm not going to compete, dude. I love you, Kill 9.
I can't even
I love
Jason.
You,
do you have a get,
it's,
I don't, I don't,
it's
I
for this show. I'm
more.
Trying to get Chris out there. Come on.
What?
Go dance some DDR. Show us your
no,
best
dude,
DDR
No, I can't
move.
Dance right
it's,
now
it's
because
not
I got to piss
right
really bad. Can we move on?
Do it. It's not hooked up to anything. It's going to be looking...
Yeah,
up.
What am I going to... What, I'm going to play it? There's no fucking game.
All right. Dude, I'm going to say fucking...
After the cast is over and they put it up on the big screen, I'll do it for you.
Dale, I'm going to say a game that it's not necessarily rated low, but Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball, as much slack that fucking gets. Dude... It is a fucking good volleyball. The second one I have not.
He's
played.
Jeff likes the boobies.
Answers here.
Jeff likes the boobies.
So I don't play
like,
with
dude,
pants.
I should really
what?
Try this game. What the
I
fuck?
I play it in the mornings
in
when I'm ready.
Is your Xbox controller sticky?
Definitely known for its well executed volleyball controls, right?
But it's an actual good. It's an actual good volleyball game. It's.
Right, he's repeating the same shit that I told him last night. What the fuck?
No, I said the first one, dude. I never played the second one. That's what I said to you. You actually played Extreme. You're like, okay, yeah, it's pretty good. I love
like,
the first one.
You were
one.
Like, I should try this game here. It looks
kind
of cool.
I'm
like, dude,
the second
fucking
one. There's boobies all over
good,
I'm all over it.
Extreme Beach Volleyball 2. God! I'm going first from here on out. You guys keep stealing
Go.
My shit.
Dude, no, you had nothing. You looked at me like, I don't fucking know.
I'm gonna mention another one. Dynasty Warriors.
I hate you.
Because it's useless fun that you could do two-player, and it's like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But they keep saying, why do you do the same game over and over? But it's fun. It's just like you blow, you kill shit. Like,
very fun. Oh.
My wife likes Dynasty Warriors, too. So, yeah, Dynasty Warriors is a guilty pleasure as well. It's fun as shit.
It is.
All right, good question. Give him a bag. And pimp your shit.
OnTapPodcast.com. We finally came back online a week ago.
Yeah! OnTapPodcast.com. He does a lot of great retrospectives previous systems and stuff like that. And he's got a pretty good show, so check it out.
Respect.
All right, our last question of the night. Announce yourself.
9-volt.
Hey.
9-volt.
A 9-volt. That's all.
Hey, before you ask your question.
Before you ask your question.
We need to embarrass you beforehand.
How was your cab ride home last night?
Yes. Uneventful.
It was what? Uneventful.
Uneventful. That's not what the cabbie said.
True or
it was laugh on. No.
True or false? You went home with four ladies or four big burly men?
Do you remember?
True or false?
All right. Before you ask,
I'm just
fucking
with
you. I have something else to say before you ask your question. Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday, 9-volt.
Happy Woo! Fucking birthday.
Thank you. Yes. 9-volt.
How fucking cool is that? 23?
Happy birthday, 10-volt.
Dude spends. Dude decides to spend his birthday with us, man.
I that's an honor.
Hey,
here's to you, buddy.
Cool happy guys, with all those talents, this has really been a great time. So I got two quick questions. One's for Jeff. Did you think you were going to die in the Yaris yesterday?
Holy Jesus Christ.
Did the Yaris have a gun that shot lasers out of it?
I thought I was going to die driving with Jason the last couple of days, and then I got in a car with Cracker Jack. And we actually almost died. There's a lot of people here who weren't in that car with us. And Mr. Riccio was in front of us with a carload of people. So we're getting on the highway.
When was this? I missed it.
This is yesterday going to
Pie
in the Sky.
Oh,
which
Pie in the Sky.
At a point, I thought we were actually going to be eating a pie in the sky, and that's why it was called that, because we get on the highway. And then all of a sudden, 9-volt's like, Cracker Jack is checking his GPS or some shit. And he's like, oh, my God, look in front. And there's, like, red lights. So this is, like, a really fast stop. Like, oh, my God, here comes the brakes. Boom. We're like, okay, it happens. That's fine. It's raining.
Oh, this is where he almost hit me.
Pissing raining. So, no. And then 10 minutes later, we're behind Chris. And we're sitting there talking, just sitting there like, oh, I can't wait for some good pizza. I have waited my entire life to have this really good pizza. I hope we make it.
I love
it. It's going to be awesome. It's raining. And then all of a sudden, we see Chris's brakes go red. And Crack just like, no, seriously, I can't wait for pizza. I love pepperoni. It's so good. I don't know what he was saying. And 9-volt again is like, dude, look at the fucking the road in front of you. Slams on the brakes. No anti-lock brakes. Car does like a fishtail. He goes to the side. We come about, I swear to God, like we did like 3 360s. No, this is an exaggeration.
Xbox!
The barrel roll.
The Yaris red ring.
We came about 2 feet from hitting the guardrail, and I swear to God, my anus has never been so tight in my entire life. And the rest of us were just sitting there. Oh my God! Yes, I thought I was gonna die, and I was like, "Holy shit! I want to walk home. I don't care if it takes."
And I was
days.
Letting off the brakes. I'm like, "Please don't hit me! Please don't hit me! Please don't hit me!"
Go Yaris.
So my next serious question: 100 episodes, guys. What's your favorite episode that stands out?
Oh wow, that is really hard.
Favorite episode you guys have done?
Oh man, that's a really tough question.
Not including this one, I'd say our first year, our first live show. Yeah.
That was pretty epic, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was the first time.
For the sake of being different, I'm going to actually say there was a couple of weeks ago, we had one of the random questions from Aces High was about practical jokes.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was epic. Tater Tots and Bob's ass. That's
Bob's
what I'm
butt.
Talking about.
Tater Tots and Bob's butt.
So, the live show was definitely like a big step for us, and it was definitely a lot of fun. But in recent history, that one was just because of the last half hour was just us bullshitting about practical jokes. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And thank you for Aces High for that. So, yeah, there you go.
He is the catalyst to good episodes.
Absolutely. Get that man a bag. Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
thanks
for
9 Volt. 9 Volt, get out your ass up here.
Come get a bag.
9 Volt! For throwing up for 4 hours this morning. Here you go. And for being somebody's bitch somewhere between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Should we make people dance? Anyway, I think that was the last question, guys.
Yes, that's our last question.
I think we need
so
a break.
We're going to take another quick break. Oh, wait.
We need a break.
Hold on, wait.
Oh,
Aces has something.
This is completely random.
This dude was like, he said he was going to be shy today, and he's asking like 8 questions.
He's actually hammered.
Chris, are you going to get Dynasty Warriors Strike Force?
Am I going to what?
Strike Force. Dynasty Warriors?
I'm not sure. That's actually more of my wife's thing. She's really into the Dynasty Warriors, and if she wants it, that's usually what I get.
Maybe you can ask her in a little bit.
Make him get Strike Force. 4-player online co-op, you get to fly.
Are we gonna get Dynasty Warrior Strike Force?
Who gives?
The costume scare Crystal. She's very aesthetic when it comes to things like that. So it really depends on that. And
when you're talking about a shitty game like that, you got to be picky about
it. Fuck you.
You know I love that series.
Who's next?
Who's coming with me?
All right, so we're taking a break.
So we have to give away something.
We have to give away something.
The Yaris.
You want to give away the Yaris? Because it sounds
dangerous.
Dude,
Cracker Jack, nobody wants the Yaris, okay? No, nobody wants the Yaris.
All right.
Okay, so we need to give
something
away. Where's the bear?
Game.
Where's the Battle and Brew bear?
All right, time to give away a raffle prize.
He wants to
and
come up.
Who's going
to
get it? Oh,
Cracker Jack. Yaris. Yaris in the house.
Come on, Yaris.
I swear to God,
if you pick your own number, I'm going to...
If you pick your own number, you're not winning.
I'm going to fucking body slam you on Orican, and then look what happens. 112.
Last three digits, 112.
112.
Last three digits, 112.
Oh, my God.
We got Ricky.
Ricky Duty. Pick a
bullshit
game, Ricky. What's that?
What's that?
Cross Edge.
Right up your alley, buddy.
So for those who are not keeping count, we still have this Gaia for PSP. We have Persona 3, Fez, and we have Valkyria Chronicles. All brand new.
Why is Valkyria Chronicles still here?
That was
the best game in this pile, and nobody's fucking picked it. What the hell?
Wow.
What's coming up after this?
When we get back, we're going to talk about some new releases. We're going to do a winner for Longest Journey.
Yes.
And then we're going to do a new question of the week, and we've got some other stuff planned. So stay with us.
Stuff.
We're going to be back right after this because I have to piss really bad.
Yes!
Thank you very much.
All right, BRB.
And here come the Indus Angels.
All right, we're going to wrap this shit up, man.
All right, welcome back again.
Okay,
try the jalapeno pretzels because they're fucking awesome.
I keep telling you, man.
Who the fuck is drunk right now? It's like a woohoo.
That guy.
Hey, can I ask a question?
So we have one drunk person and another somewhat but drunk
person.
Can
I ask a question?
Yes.
Who likes the $6 pitchers in Newcastle?
I fucking love Newcastle.
They got this this entire keg in just for us and gave us extreme specials. They want the keg gone. Drink as many of these Newcastle drinks as you can. I encourage it and applaud you if you do. Anyway.
All right. So
all right, let's get this on.
We are back, and
yes,
we are going to wrap this shit up
real
fast.
Back.
So the first thing we're going to do is new releases.
New release list!
New release list! And I do believe we have a voicemail from Mr. Repeat.
Possibly.
Hey, Travis. Hey, Travis. Do we have a
voicemail?
Firstly,
congratulations on making 100 episodes.
All right, we do.
So if everyone there would raise a glass, a bit of a toast to the three hosts for putting on the fantastic event, which I hope it's a fantastic event since I'm already recording this in the future, and it's not a complete shambles. Anyway. Toast to you guys, and onto the release list.
On to the new release
list. I'm going to do something a little bit different here. I'm going to give something away.
What?
Now, in order to win the giveaway, which is going to be either a copy of a Half Minute Hero for the PSP or the equally good Space Invaders Extreme 2 for the DS, you have to pick what I think is going to be the pick of the week this week. Now, because of that, I'm not actually going to do the release list because I will put emphasis on the games I like. Instead, I'm going to leave it into Chris's very incapable hands. Because Chris is doing it, there's a good chance he's going to miss the game I'm thinking of, or completely brush over it, passing it off. It's probably shovelware, or maybe something equally as stupid.
Probably shovelware.
So to enter, just send me, that's RPT on VG Evo, a personal message with the subject in this contest, and put in what you think my pick of the week is.
There we go.
So get your entries in before the 1st November, which is when I'll cut it off, and yeah, good chance of winning one of two pretty fantastic little games. So anyway, I hope you got the rest of you guys enjoy your Indus Fest and get, you know, nice and drunk
Indus
and
Fest.
Play some games.
We're
and
already
else.
Fucked
and,
up.
Well, I'll catch you next week.
All right, man.
Welcome to the intermission.
Not quite, but thank right. you, Repeat. So in summary, Repeat is going to be giving away one of two games. The stipulation is that you must answer correctly what you believe to be his pick of this week. He's leaving it in
Imagine
Chris's
Australia.
Hands. So he may or may not even list the game that Repeat's trying to pick. It could be. I like that one. Imagine Indus Fest.
Imagine Shrimp on the Barbie.
All right, so what you got to do is actually send a PM to Repeat on VG Evo, just with the subject of Indus. I forgot what it was. Anyway, just let him know that you're trying to pick his pick of the week. And if you're correct, I believe it'll probably go into some like random hopper, maybe. I don't know. But either way, it's a chance of winning fucking 30-second hero and half-minute hero. And it's fast.
Good thing I do the damn new releases and not you.
Yeah.
If I do them badly, you're just all fucked up.
Or that other game that he mentioned.
All right. So I guess without Repeat's help, here are the new releases.
What you got?
For PS3, Ratchet & Clank Future, Crackin' Time.
Yeah.
A crack with tater tots.
A crack with
a crack
tater
with
tots.
Tater
As you were.
Madagascar Karts. A kart racing game with Madagascar kart characters.
Awesome. You guys pre-ordered that, right? Yeah? Good.
DJ Hero? Who? Oh, sorry.
Dude, that game was
Tekken
fun.
6?
That's what
bad.
I forgot
Tekken
to mention.
Tekken 6!
Division!
I pre-ordered.
So, yeah, Tekken
I'm
6. Fairy Tale Flights. And that's PSP. For PSP,
one, right?
SpongeBob! Truth or Spore? Square. Truth or Square. Tekken 6,
fail.
Loco Roco Midnight Carnival, Football Manager really? Handheld 2012, and Nexus PS2. PS2 has Dance Dance Revolution X2, DJ Hero, and Ben 10 Alien Force.
Yeah.
Something I'm not going to try and pronounce while I'm drunk.
Ben 10!
All right. 360 has a shitload of stuff coming out next week. It's
it.
Dream Killer, SpongeBob, Ben 10 Alien Force, Jurassic Hunter. I can see like Jaw Muncher, like.
Oh, he's gonna love that shit.
He's
fucking
at home like.
Wow.
Jacking off.
Yeah, he's. He's
sorry. I know that was the point.
Sorry about that.
Let's see. DJ Hero, Madagascar Karts, Fairy Tale Flights, CSI Deadly
intent.
It's a lot better if I don't look.
Forza Motorsports. Forza Motorsports 3. I can talk, really. Tekken 6. DJ Hero. And I said that shit. Grand Theft Auto episodes from Liberty City. I believe that is actually
Ballad of Gay Tony and
the DLC, basically.
Yeah, one disc, basically.
And that's really cool for like PS3 owners that also have a 360 because you can get the DLC on 360 without having to buy the 360 version of the game. Good stuff. All right, for Wii...
Crackerjack, you're still fucked.
For the Wii, there is a ton of shit, but the ones that I'm going to mention are DJ Hero, Dance Dance Revolution, and Drawn to Life, The Next Chapter.
DDR!
The pads are in front of the table. I'm ready. Let's go. All right, for DS, everything that I saw was shit except for Nostalgia. That's the only one I'm going to mention. So, Nostalgia. For PC, everything was passable except for Borderlands!
Borderlands!
I got that shit preloaded on my Steam already. I'm ready to go.
Reekin Nog.
Double O Reekin was one of my four in the four pack. So we are ready to play.
Attaboy.
Reekin Nog.
Eamon, you weren't in my four pack. You were in his four pack.
Yeah, you were in my four pack.
Is that a Puerto Rican four pack?
Hello!
Is that like 13 in a fucking like Jeep?
Wait, we had MC as well. Where's that?
That's right. You did have MC.
I'm getting my
stereotype. Where did MC go? Borderlands 4 pack. Hey, there he is. All right, so pick of the week.
Forza 3.
What do you say?
Madagascar carts. That's Repeat's pick. Isn't that from The Land Down Under? DJ Hero. DJ Hero's all right. I don't know. I fucking tried it. It's okay. I'm kind of a hypocrite though, because I keep telling you people, it's like, you know, just pick one fucking music genre and just stick to it. But no, this seems all right. I don't know. Yeah,
Accordion Hero.
I like the games. I don't know.
Can I have my fucking pretzel back, please, you bitch? Take your Canadian ass back home.
Why are we eating on the official Indus table? No. This is someone unprofessional.
Dude, I'm not eating. I just have my pretzel here. It makes me feel comfortable. It's
why
fine.
Are there so many empty glasses here? All right, we need to move on.
Okay, nice. So actually, before we move on...
We're still doing pick of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, we are. Okay, sorry. So we're moving on.
Did you say a pick of the week?
I think I did. Yeah, I said DJ Hero.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say Borderlands for PC.
Why not?
Borderlands!
That's my pick of the week.
There you go.
Okay, so...
My first bet on what repeats would be is Nostalgia. That's what I'm going to say.
I think I'd go with Nostalgia as well. Oh, Trine.
Oh, yeah, Trine came out last week.
Well, actually, speaking of Trine, actually, this is a good fucking segue. Speaking of Trine.
Speaking of games.
Speaking of Trine, I think it was Thursday. What day is today? Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay, so Thursday night. Okay, so Jason, we're at Jason's place kind of chilling. We're like, hey, let's check out the store, see if Trine's on there.
Oh, shit. Why you got
to
do
so
this,
Jeff? I have to because there's PS3 fans listening, and they're going to fucking
soon.
This is a gas because, Glenn, the PS3 is not a brick of an awesome console that you think it is. So we were downloading Trine on the PS Store. So what happens is we're waiting for it to download, and Christopher Riccio... Right here, the guy standing to my right goes to play Castlevania.
Of course. Yeah.
What happens? He's about 10 minutes into Castlevania. It yellow lights, which, for those who don't know, it is the red ring of death of the PS3 console.
Boom.
And it is dead. We tried reviving this thing for a good couple hours. It is dead. Jason, sorry about your loss.
There were about five or six motherfuckers crowded around my PS3 going, oh, shit.
I think there might be something here that we might have a little bit of a memorial for you, buddy.
Speaking about
really?
The,
hey, Dane, would you like to take over?
Crack Jack.
Can we make sure his mic is on?
Spoiler. So we went around.
Did you get it a card or something?
We got this little thing for you.
Did make
you
love to the mic, Dane. Make love to the mic.
Hello?
There you go.
So we had this little thing for you. I went around and talked to everybody. Got this little card signed for you.
Oh, really?
I'm going to bring it up right now. And
like a time capsule or something?
I'll bury
the PS3 with?
Okay. Yeah, it's everyone's like words to you and your PS3, buddy.
It served me well. With our deepest sympathy, open it up. Nope, I didn't open it up correctly. Holy shit.
That's a lot of signatures.
The departed will be missed. Oh, wait, how the fuck did you guys do this?
You were so wrapped up in trying to get IndusFest working, it was easy.
Yeah, I suppose so. My favorite one so far, I blame Torgo.
Whoever said that, whoever said that gets Indus points.
Deeply sorry for your loss. Sorry for the major loss. Sorry for the yellow light of death. The bad things come in threes. Oh boy.
There may or may not be something in the envelope.
Okay.
Just saying.
This is fucking.
There may or may not be.
We're just hoping it eases the pain a little bit.
Hello.
At least a little bit.
Nothing dispels grief like cold hard cash, because yeah, we're going to the fucking strip club tonight. No. Strip is in blow, dude. Fucking A, what the hell?
Dude, that is enough in sum to pay for your PS3. Oh,
that is your PS3 repair fund.
Love it, Jake.
That is your PS3 repair fund.
It is best.
Courtesy of.
Oh, God.
Our awesome listeners.
Fucking amazing listeners.
At IndusFest.
Ever.
The best fucking listeners on VGEvo. Fucking 100%.
Fucking thank you. Wow. Because I've been fucking crying over Jesus Christ. It couldn't have fucking happened at a worse fucking time. And just Jesus Christ.
Cheers and joy now.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, I'm done. Thanks for coming, everyone. You don't want to see me cry.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
Cry, bitch, cry.
No, you don't. I need more fucking beer. What the fuck? Why? All right,
so it's about that time.
Can I just get a few strippers and a little bit of blow?
I'll moon you.
There we go.
Hey, can I ask, whose idea was it to do the PS3 repair fund?
That was fucking Cracker Jack. That was Dane.
And
he
got a
Yaris what?
Yaris what?
GPS?
I told him not to fucking do it. That I
don't.
Are we out?
Still, for real. All right, thank you.
We'll crack.
Thank you. I did.
Cracker Jack, we're gonna get some of the prizes over here for you. For doing that, we appreciate it. So.
Do we have to have sex later? You'll wear the track pants, right?
He's expecting a blowjob, Jason.
All right. Okay.
All right. So you know what's happening now. It's time
group
to give
sex?
Something away. So in real time on this live stream, I am going to random.
We still don't have a Jeff. No.
Okay, hold on. Random.org. All right. How many people do I got here? How many people do I have?
My ass is high.
Random.
What game are we giving away?
We are giving away Longest Journey from goodoldgames.com. Check it out for your DRM-free good old games.
You really actually use the random.org. Wow.
I do really use random.org.
I thought you were just, like, choosing people.
Our number this week is 13. Number 13 is...
I didn't see 13 on there.
How rigged is this contest?
This is from Sunburn Crow.
Sunburn Crow!
Sunburn Crow, you are the winner of the Longest Journey from goodoldgames.com.
Oh, good old
games.
And
now I think...
Play us out.
It's time... for a little sing-along.
Everybody ready? Can we DDR this shit? Once again, the longest month ever for Journey
longest
haters.
Longest month ever
you know
for
what
repeat and
like.
Other Journey haters.
Right.
Late night on Saturday.
Get on that mic, baby. Get
living
on that mic.
In a lonely world.
She took the midnight train and going on.
Sunburn Crow, you are the winner of the Longest Journey, courtesy of
Good Old Games,
GOG.com. This is fucking beautiful.
And no, I apparently I don't know the words of this song.
Everybody!
Good Old Games.
Sing it!
Yeah, Cracker!
I seen her in a smoky room. He's got a blank stare on his
face. Smelling like cheap perfume.
For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on.
On and on.
Famous.
To look on the feed and find out if Repeat is stabbing himself. Yeah, we're playing the whole song, bitches. No, let it play. Playing the whole song. Some will lose.
All right, keep going.
We have an entire gaming bar singing Journey.
Journey.
This is the greatest.
This is for you, Repeat. For you, right? No one can fucking hear right now because it's way too fucking loud, but no, it's going on the recording. Repeat. You know you love it.
You know the words. You know the words. Sing it.
I'm talking Repeat.
Street lights, people.
Lisa, on the mic.
Get Scott on the mic. Get Scott on the mic.
Emotion. Hiding somewhere in the night.
This is for you, Repeat. We haven't even gotten to the good part yet.
Don't stop believing.
Motherfuckers, that was
that
awesome.
That was the greatest GOG giveaway ever.
Who'd it go to? Scary
epic.
Crow, Burnt Crow, Crow.
All right, so...
Thank you, guys.
Let's give something away.
Yes.
Again, let's do this.
Else?
Let's do this. Who wants to come up?
Who wants to come up?
Who wants to come up? It's like Ken.
Hey, all right.
We'll do one and two. We'll get you second.
We'll get you next.
Ken, you're next.
We'll get you next.
No, you're not. I know, it's mass confusion. It's insane. It's crazy.
Tell us your name.
Yeah, this is everybody.
Sean.
Cats and dogs living together.
Yeah, I didn't know there were so many Puerto Ricans here.
You know that guy's actually Mexican.
Draw a ticket. Let us know what the last three numbers of the ticket are.
138.
138.
138. In metric, that would be 138.
Uh-oh, did 138 leave already? Did they get gypped out of
there? Oh, here we go, here we go.
Yes, Canadian! Come accept your prize.
I will take... Yes!
Valkyria Chronicles.
Dude, good
gone, baby!
Smart man.
Awesome choice.
Smart man.
That was Z, otherwise known as the Canadian.
The Canadian.
You might remember him from
Atlanta.
Does that mean he's from
Anime
Vancouver?
Anime Weekend Atlanta episode, which is like in the 40s somewhere.
That was a long time ago.
It was a good episode. Because
I thought so.
And the reason it was a good episode is because
I wasn't
Z is
on
funny
it
as hell.
That's right.
That guy. It's not because of us, because we suck. But he's good. He's a good guy.
All right. Ken Williams.
All right. Since we skipped one, so we're going to let Sushi X, otherwise known as Ken Williams, pick the next number.
Founder of VG Evo, co-founder with Trickman
co-founder
Terry.
Co-founder with Trickman Terry.
If you pick your Trickman own card, Terry. I'm sorry, you're fired.
Right in here, buddy.
111.
111.
111.
Who is 111?
Trips, baby.
Eric Fest. Score chest.
Persona 3.
Hey, Boric, Boric.
Disgaea.
Boric.
PSP is now gone.
Boric.
Eric.
Oh,
Eric.
Hey,
he's so excited. Eric. Eric.
Come back. Hey, you know, I'm really happy for you and all, but, you know,
and I'm gonna let you finish
the joystick that I won in the last raffle was the best prize ever.
And, Boric, I'm totally going to take your geef down in about 10 minutes.
right, so we do have one more door prize to give away, but before that, we have to do new question of the week.
Oh,
new question of the week. Jason, take it away. What is it
going to
be?
Yes, so the next week, we're going to have a new question.
It's going to be all about Jason's favorite game.
For Christ's sake, why do we... no. All right, so I wasn't, like, hugely... Street Fighter 4 next week,
my
apparently.
Fucking pretzel back, all right. Please, damn.
People are with me.
Uncharted is the motherfucking truth.
No, it's a motherfucking kind of honest.
All right, new question of the week is going to be, did Uncharted 2 live up to the hype? We are going to talk all about Uncharted 2 next week, and it was a good game, but we know that Jason didn't like it so much. So we're going to talk about it next week, and there's going to be lots and lots of discussion.
Yes, live lots debate. Of, yeah, live
shit
debate.
Will be
so let's,
if anybody let's, was like, you know, oh, those Indus guys, they always agree with one another. Next week is
that
the
does,
week to
that
listen.
Next
check
week
it out.
Just doesn't happen that way.
It's by the way, happen. Halo Night 3 will actually happen at some point.
Halo okay, Night 3 sure. Or Halo 3
Halo
Night?
Halo 3 Night, whatever.
That's the Canadian
we
way
have
of
new
saying
glasses.
It. Sorry.
Wow.
All right, so I'm going to see if I can get through this without actually fucking it up. So you can answer the question of the week by sending us an email. That address is email at interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail. That new number, the new number.
I like the new number.
706-760-4337. Come on. Ah, he's not doing
thank
it.
You.
It's almost leet, but it's not. It's 4337.
It's almost leet, but it's not.
You can also you can leave us a message on Skype. It's Interactive Distractions, all one word.
Oh, lowercase.
Yeah.
And just fast.
That felt good. It's been so long.
You can follow us on Twitter. It is Indus Chris, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
Geoff.
And you can also follow the podcast itself. It is Indus Podcast.
That's right.
We also have a Facebook group. It is Indus Interactive Distractions Podcast. So, what else we got?
I think we have a little bit more.
We have a list here.
We do.
Actually, let's get rid of this guy. Who wants to give some away? Who wants to pick a number? Come on, Project.
Fix Southern
is going to pick
US
the next number.
Max.
All right. Whoever gets this ticket is getting Persona 3 Fez. That's all that's left. If you don't like it, I'm going to take the shit, okay?
No shit. This is the one that I want.
This is a damn good game. What do we got, man? What do we got?
Right
what
here.
Do we got?
119.
119. Ryan! Go, Taryn. Dance your birthday.
That was actually pretty clever. That was surprising. That was
all right,
funny.
So
nice hack.
Tater tot.
Whoa.
Hey, I have to ask you, Ryan, are you a plumber?
We got some tater tots in the back if you'd like any. Right in there.
Oh shit. How drunk are
all right. We need to finish this shut up. All right.
All right, let's get...
So here's the deal.
I want to hang out with everyone.
There are a shit ton of people that helped us out helped us make this possible.
Wow.
And we need to thank a few of them. So we actually have a list of people that we're going to go down and we're going to talk about.
Hi, Mom.
If we forget anyone, it's really Chris's fault.
It's really my fault because I made the list and they had nothing to contribute because they suck. So...
I wrote that one.
Fuck you, man.
What?
All right. That's right. Jason wrote his own name on the paper, and I scribbled it off. It's
okay. You can keep her. She's funny.
The first people that we need, the first set of people that we need to thank is North River Tavern.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yesterday we had a great ass time at North River Tavern, and they were just freaking phenomenal.
They took care of us, and they took a risk on us too.
They did take a risk on us.
We brought out some random
DJ that played video game music, 8-bit, who happens to be the next person on the thank you list. So, 8-bit Wonder, I was hoping he was going to be here today.
I'm kind of worried because he was really drunk last night,
but I was hoping he was going to be here today to share this time with us, but between North River Tavern and 8-Bit Wonder, they made yesterday possible, and it was amazing. It was amazing, and everybody I have talked to said that they had a great time, and it was the best beginning of Indus Fest.
That was fun as shit.
The next company that we need to say thank you to is actually GameStop. Believe it or not,
all that
shit in that big box that you guys got given away at
Hello Kitty Online Adventures. Thank you, GameStop.
That all came from GameStop, so we got to thank you them very much. And of course, the other things that we were giving away today is from Ignition Entertainment. So we want to thank Ignition for sending the Muramasa grab bags.
Yes,
and,
thanks a lot,
along
Ignition.
With a preview copy of Nostalgia. We appreciate that.
Hells yes.
Now we're getting down to some individuals. We had 5 raffle drawings today. Three of them were PS3 games, 1 PS2 game, 1 PSP game, and they all came from Mr. Nep.
One guy.
Mr. Nep. He was supposed to be here and he couldn't come.
He had to cancel, but he sent on the games and we gave those away. And he was in the chat room the whole time. Shit. So thank you, Mr. Nep.
Yes, dude.
That was awesome.
Fucking rock.
And there are 5 very happy fucking people here right now.
It's not like these were like used copies or anything.
No, they're all brand new, by the way.
In shrink.
The PS3 games were all sealed. I mean, it was brand new shit. So, you know, thank you very much to him.
Awfully cool.
As always, we need to thank one of our biggest fans over in Europe, and that is Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
Jack fucking Bauer!
Jack Bauer also decided to send us these wonderful bar towels, which we have an abundance
those.
Of. And don't worry, Jeff, I have one for you.
I don't think I'd do this show every week if not for Jack.
I need some more.
Who are you looking for?
All right, so there's someone else here that is very, very important to this entire event.
Instrumental.
If we couldn't do it if it wasn't for him. So we have to thank Mr. Travis Baum.
Oh, my fucking God.
Spoiler alert.
Also known as Spoiler Alert.
Come on up here.
All right, go back on your seat, dude.
But it's so comfortable.
That's only because I'm fat.
Travis has done absolutely so much for us.
He's
not
been
only organizing the Sonic trip, you know, which fed everybody. That was fucking fun. But he has been running the fucking sticks. He's been running
the
music. He's been running the stream and everything. And he's just kind of picked it up. And, I cannot thank you enough for that.
Give it up! Give it up! Give it up!
Great job, buddy. Take a bow, curtsy,
thank you.
Cartwheel,
thank you so
moonwalk,
much.
Whatever you want. Just
all right. One of the biggest thank yous has to go to the one and the only Battle and Brew.
Oh,
Battle and Brew.
All right, these guys have bent over backwards for us. They have done everything they possibly could to make this a successful event.
Right.
And there is no place I would rather do something like this. And we are actually in talks with them to do something else very soon.
Maybe.
That's
Tuesday.
A maybe. That is a maybe. That's a cock tease right there.
We'll work something out. We'll work something out.
All right.
But yeah, they have been our first and only choice
for anything
for this event,
like this.
For
it's
real.
True. It's
and
true.
From Greg to John to Sean number 2, who's
Damn.
Hanging out there with his little mohawk.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome, and we love you. And here's to you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, seriously.
Give it up.
Fucking cheers,
Battle
guys.
And Brew.
You guys fucking rock.
These guys fucking rock.
I love them so much.
All right, this is a big one right here.
If I had it my way, we would do a podcast here every week.
Every week we'd do it here if we had it.
We have it Jason's way.
This is a very big one, okay? And
in this Florida, what?
This is 3 people that have been very patient with us and have they've.
You think
you know who it is? Oh, Glenn, I'm sure you're a very fucking genius that you know who this is.
Your mom.
these 3 ladies have done more. They've done more than enough for us, and they've put up with us, and they have actually stood
naked.
Behind us and supported us through all of this. And
put up with our shit.
Our significant others,
oh
Crystal,
God.
Lisa, and Tanya.
Oh my fucking God.
Indus Angels. We love you ladies so much.
Oh my God, dude. I love you.
And there, we could not have done this without your support.
For real.
So we very much thank you for this.
I do.
I'm grabbing her butt.
Pausing for pictures.
Pausing.
And then we have one last thank you to give out. And this thank you is probably the largest and the most important.
Did a lot.
You said that for right? every single person so far.
No, I didn't. This one is much more important.
Right.
There are a lot of podcasts out there.
Oh God, yeah.
There are a lot of podcasts out there that have a fuck ton more listeners than we do. But you know what? They don't have the listeners that we have. We have the best fucking listeners out there.
You guys.
So as far as I'm concerned, thank you to our listeners. To everyone that's on the stream right now.
Everyone on the stream. Everyone home. One of you motherfuckers.
It was most apparent to me. I want these two to say theirs too. But it was most apparent to me that we had some kick-ass listeners when we did the bumper contest.
Oh yeah.
And we got the one from Mr. Kill 9. That said, it's like a regular distraction.
Only
but
interactive.
Y'all be participating.
It's true.
That's the kind of stuff that I see from you guys all the time from every week. I see, you know, the emails that we get and the voicemails that we get, and we could not do this show without you.
It's true.
You are the reason we are here today, and you are the reason we have made 100 episodes, and you are the reason that we keep doing it every week, and that is my final story. And that's
and you are the
about.
Reason I am really fucking horny right now.
Do you have anything to add, Mr. Jason Astriker?
The man speaks the truth, and you know what? You know, money talks.
Money talks.
You guys are pretty fucking awesome.
Money hat?
There's something to be said about a group of people that will get together within less than 2 days and say, Jason, we are fixing your PS3 for you.
That is
you fucking rule!
Hi. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Jeff, do you have anything to add?
We started off from literally day one, and our big thing was listener participation and getting the community involved. That was our number one thing. We didn't care about anything besides that. If people wrote in, if one person wrote in, if 15 people wrote in, we didn't care.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
fucking. We just wanted to base our show on the community, and that's what we've tried to show through VG Evo and everything. Is like this. Get involved, like just fucking. We want to be three dudes, a podcast, like we're at a bar like this, talking like we know a thing or two about video games.
We're fucking living
which
it,
we
right?
don't. Yeah. I mean, we don't know fucking like, shit about video games, apparently. So.
And the fact that this fucking happened, and all you guys came out here, and a lot of people that are at home right now, like watching the stream, wanted to come.
Thank you for watching.
And you're all
the stream.
Watching
Thank
right
you.
Now, and seriously, dude, you guys are. When we all hung out last night, I told Tanya, I'm like. I feel like I'm hanging out with my friends I've known for 20 years back sure. at home in Toronto because everyone was fucking awesome. And I could fucking give the fucking – I can give the moose mount to a Rican on the fucking dance floor and no one even said fucking moo.
Rican fest. All right. That brings us to the very last ones that were – the very last – couple of people that we're going to give a shout out to, and that is, of course, Mr. Ken Williams and Mr. Chip
Trinitari.
Just kind of VG Evo in general.
We definitely would not be where we are today without VG Evo and without the help
God,
of Ken
no,
and Terry.
No
and or Ten and Kerry, however
ten,
you want to.
Ten and Kerry,
however you want to do it.
Ken, you should probably come up and say a few words,
one,
I think.
I do want to also add to that that I know that Terry was planning on being here today, and he did get a little sick, and I hope that he's at home recovering, and I hope you're feeling better. Our thoughts are with you, and we hope you're feeling better. But thank you very much to VG Evo, and come here.
Ken, get
up here.
None
of this would be possible.
As we say on this show, sit down.
Nope, you're getting pulled in.
Pimp your shit.
Roped in.
Everybody here knows who you are, but pimp your shit.
All right. Well, heck, VGEvo.com. We basically wanted to start from the very beginning with a community of awesome gamers, people who love games so much they want to get into every aspect of it, from collecting it, mastering their games of choice, meeting other people with similar interests, and just hanging out like we're doing right now. And we never imagined
that
from the very beginning.
Jeff would be riding Jason's lap. We never imagined that would happen.
That it would evolve into the bromance that we're seeing across the way here. But anyway, no, seriously. The funny thing is that Terry and I are neither of us are like the most socially forward people. I guess we're very kind of laid back people, but we really wanted to meet a lot of really cool people to hang with, and it just kind of grew. And these guys are awesome. Anytime that I can get in a group of people like this, and I can just. My face will hurt from all the smiling that I'm doing. My voice is obviously already hurting, just like at MGC this past year.
My voice has been hurting.
Oh
all
my God!
Day, man.
That's not. I can sometimes judge how much fun I'm having by how bad my voice is by the end of the festivities. So, seriously, thank you, everyone here, for coming to the site, participating on the site, participating with all the podcasts involved, including in the Interactive Distractions. And here's to another 100 episodes.
Fuck yeah.
VGEvo.com! VGEvo.com! Terry, we miss you!
Fucking Williams.
Get better soon, buddy.
In the Fest! Sushi X!
Well, hopefully, we don't have to wait another 100 episodes to get to In the Fest 2, because
know,
that's
right?
2 years, and that's way too fucking long, because I want to see you guys way fucking before that.
I know,
so.
Right?
Yeah, for real.
At least episode what? What are you guys doing for 102? You guys want
102? You gonna be here for 102? Is that
couple weeks
from now?
It's fine.
Yes, that's actually what we're doing next. We want to make sure that everybody on the VG Evo Podcast Network gets
brothers.
A chance to pimp their shit. So
maybe they're not on the podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
Network
it doesn't
yet.
Have to be podcast. It's
it
just like
be podcast network.
The
how about
VG
our
Evo
podcast
and friends?
Brethren.
Our podcast brethren.
Just a second. I just wanted to say that we are really enjoying also the other networks area. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yes.
Keep up the good work. We like what you're doing. You know, and you never know. We might be expanding. All right. So just keep it up. It's your love for what you're doing. It comes through. Do what you love. We will love it too. Keep it up.
That.
Thanks, Ken.
Pimp your shit.
We got Scott Scout. Let's get him, dude.
Hey, who are you and where are you from?
Really?
Yes.
No,
yes.
But is there a camera on? Oh yeah, Lisa's got it.
All right, I'm Scott. I'm from Gamers Only Older.
Hell yes.
GamersOnlyOlder.com.
Left hook shower.
Called Welcome to the Goo.
Yeah.
Ow!
Hey. Top five reasons to listen to VG Evo
so
podcast.
Right,
go.
And so wrong. Goofest.
S-C-O-T-N-T. But, no, I do a show with another guy named Adam.
Adam North.
Adam North, yes. Absolutely.
El
and
Norte.
We definitely, we talk about games from past, present, and future, everything under the sun.
Top five list.
We do
week.
A top five every episode, as well
like
as a feature that's
radio.
Much like the question of the week, although we have our own spin on it. And yes, Adam is definitely like the Wii representative of VG Evo.
Fanboy.
No, pretty but much. It's a good time. Check us out, GamersOnlyOlder.com.
Awesome, dude.
Right.
Glenn from Expletive Deleted, and Jeez. Kelly, and Pigpen. Can you
yeah,
all
we
step
have.
Up to
okay,
the microphone?
Yeah, we should mention that. We have all three members
all
of Expletive Deleted. Pimp your shit.
Pimp your shit. Pimp your shit.
So it's two white bitches and a Mexican.
Yeah. It was apparently we found
at, it's ExpletiveDeletedPodcast.com. We kind of talk about video games. We kind of talk about movies and music. We pretty much just nerd out about all sorts of fucking shit. That's for fucking real, dude. Honestly, I don't know why anybody listens to us, but I'm glad you do. And go to the site and check it out. Chris?
Funny shit. And watch out for bricks.
Watch out for the fucking bricks.
This is Pigpen on VG
Evo. Yeah, Chris Pigpen, or I guess the Mexican, you motherfuckers.
This is the me of the two.
I am the me.
Actually Chinese.
They are the two white bitches of the sandwich that is EDP. Me middle, two white bitches for the bread. That's how it is.
That's a good question.
Oh, fuck you. I know, it's always fun doing a podcast. I'm glad.
Is that what you're calling it now?
Ish. We have to have a bassist to do that.
All right, Kelly, step up. Kelly, who was one of the top performers of last night
at
North River Tavern. She was one of the top performer bitches.
What? I would also like to mention that she's also the hottest of the EDP podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
That's not what you told
Bravo.
Me last night.
We were drunk.
I'm the one that holds the
I
whole
have my
thing together.
I have my goggles
makes
on.
Makes the drunk entertainment value happen. So I'd like to put that in there.
She's the EDP glue.
Yes, I'm the glue in EDP. So, yeah, I just keep both of them on track.
You put one of the white bitches
shape.
Together with the Mexican. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. No, I you know, make sure we go off on the good tangents instead of the stupid stuff.
Oh, the stupid stuff's fun.
So, check us out. Listen.
ExpletiveDeletedPodcast.com, is
also,
that right?
Yes, and every single Thursday night around 11. What the fuck am I talking
about? What are you
about?
Talking about?
Fucking 8 o'clock, dude. 8 o'clock.
Yes.
8 o'clock.
8:30.
8:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can check us out live on Ustream. So,
every week.
Take a look. Every single week.
And we do Skype call-ins and all that shit, so you guys can you guys can spout random shit at us, and we'll make fun of you, and it's good times had by all.
76. I actually have a large, issue with the whole situation, because we record on Thursdays, and I can't watch them and record at the same time. That's the biggest problem I have with the way they do the
podcast. There's actually one show.
I can't watch it, because we record on Thursdays.
There's actually one show actually called in sick for our show to be on there.
We've actually had
I can't record tonight.
Out.
I got something to do. The fuck are you doing on EDP?
We've had a number of people point out that Thursdays is a horrible fucking day to do a podcast, so we may reevaluate.
All right, cool.
But
cool.
Nice.
I agree. It's a
check out ExpletiveDeletedPodcast.com for any kind
it's
of
It's a good
news
show,
updates.
Guys.
We'll
you really should.
It really is. Funny show. It's a good show.
It's different.
Hey, we got a Mr. Dale Coolest over here. Mr. Dale Coolest. Come up here and pimp your shit.
Girl. All
right, he says.
The 2 years later Uncharted review.
Woo! That's right. 2 years later Uncharted review. 1 year later Fallout 3 review. We revisit and review the games that you may have missed out on the first time around.
I like that.
Also, if you see our banner on VG Evo, it says Alternative Video Game Podcast. We really reach and dig out other stuff that not most shows cover. Video game movies, not all of them are hit and miss, but every now and then you may find a buried treasure. Final Fantasy Advent Children Complete on Blu-ray. No one was talking about it. We did a special on it. We dedicated a whole show to it. And, you know, there's just so much stuff you can find out. Retrospectives for, the Genesis. Beloved systems like the Genesis, the Dreamcast, to even the obscure ones like the 3DO and the CDI. We got it all covered. And even a 9-part retrospective on every single frickin' RPG ever made. We got it all. If you have the time, want to check out something different, ontappodcast.com or on VG.
Awesome.
And thank you, Indus, for throwing this, dude. This is awesome and worth
Big
one whole day
party.
Of flight delays. This was badass.
Yeah, can I?
Thank you, Gruul.
Can I pimp? Quick, can I say talk about that real quick? Poor Gruul. Poor. Oh man.
Dude.
His travel day was fucking shit, dude. He was like, okay, so there was this student pilot that forgot to put down his landing gear.
Did you guys hear about this?
Fucking belly flopped on the runway, and now my flight's delayed 4 hours.
Right.
4 hours later, I'm in Minneapolis, and we've been sitting on the runway for an hour, and I'm gonna miss my flight in Indianapolis. Indianapolis, I have to stay overnight, so I'm gonna be in town tomorrow at 7:30 in the fucking morning. Can you pick me up? Dale,
which
you're
is fine.
Here. We appreciate it. Thank you, dude.
Good night.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to say
everyone's
this.
Everyone's been awesome.
Who's going to pick up Dale at 7 in the morning?
I picked up Dale at 7 in the morning. Actually, I put Dale's ass on
me
Marta
and Jason
picked
were
him up at 9 in the morning.
7 in the morning.
Okay. Just let me know if
it's
you get him, all right?
It's 6:45.
We just went to bed, man.
Jason and Jeff don't believe 6:45 in the morning exists. So.
We got two more left to bring up here. One, Tears of Ash.
Yes.
Tears of Ash, where are you, buddy?
There he is.
We got Black Flower Music, Tears of Ash, dude.
Yes. Pimp your shit.
First of all, how are you feeling? You looked rough last
night. I'm doing
night.
Excellent. Thanks for
awesome.
Asking. Awesome. Thanks for asking.
Pimp your shit, dude. Hurry up.
Tears of Ash is funny.
Okay,
as shit.
I do. My name's Andrew, a.k.a. Tears of Ash. I do Black Flower Music podcast, and we talk about everything, you know, music, video games, movies, TV, anime. Mm-hmm. We try to give attention to things no one else gives a fuck about, because we have too much free time on our hands.
Like,
you know, like on
that
tap.
Is true.
On tap, like on tap, we do 3DO. I'm also doing Sega Pico and Cassia Loopy and gay shit like that. So
Zelda was awesome.
If you want to hear shit you'll never hear anywhere else, and then make fun of ourselves, we make fun of you, make fun of everything.
We're just
hateful little bastards,
it.
And we let you know it or something. I don't know, whatever.
So name the podcast again, because
where can we find you?
You can find us on Black Flower Music Podcast or blackflowermusic.com, but it's just easier to go to VG Evo and other podcasts, because that site's awesome. So
awesome. Thanks.
Thank you. Cheers.
And Ton Dog. One last one.
We got one more over here.
Silrain.
Come on, Silrain. Get your butt up there.
This is, by the way, I gotta say this because I gotta pimp out my girl for a second, but this is the Ladies Scrubsport champion of the
Ladies
entire league.
Ladies Scrubsport champion.
Who?
It was rough.
Who put out my lovely girlfriend in the final? Yes.
I don't know how I did it. It was.
You can be honest.
Magic,
you can be honest.
Really.
You're the blue steel of the final.
But I'm still Rain, and along with Cyber Girl Nermasa and Hot Woman, we do the Sisters in Gaming podcast, which, as the name implies, we discuss things from the female perspective, all gaming related. So we do a crafting section, you know, to get
hot
crafting mama, which
games,
is awesome.
So,
love that show.
And we do reviews and discussion like that. And we also have our new segment for gaming parents. It's called the Mommy Minute, but it's for daddies too, to get them in.
Chris,
you
listening?
So we just try to reach out. Yeah, Chris, you know, you might want to check that section out. You can get on there. We might have you as a guest. So.
Ooh, all right.
You know, but we try
to
reach
out. Dude, my kid's going to be playing Grand Theft Auto at like 5 years old. It's going to be fun.
As long as you're monitoring.
He's going to be playing Monster Hunter or PSU. He's not going to be playing Grand Theft Auto.
White Knight Chronicles at 5.
Sweet. So, but we try to reach out, whether it's to get new girls into gaming, or just discuss games with male and female gamers alike, or, you know, the parents. We try to reach out all and offer the female perspective. So we're at sistersingaming.com,
so Amy,
or you can find us
here
on the VG Evo network. So that's it.
Hey,
let's give it up for everybody who just came up and pimped their podcast.
Seriously.
Do we have any more announcements?
I have been.
Did we miss anyone?
I think we have another announcement. Did you hear?
What?
Oh, you mean that Bubba? Do you mean that Bubba barbecue guy?
By the way, Chris, I have to talk to you, buddy.
If your kid comes out and says a boot.
That's fucking funny.
I'm glad somebody got that. Thank you, Kill Nine.
All right, so I wanted to mention that just now Bubba Barbecue reached the 100K.
Holy shit!
Killzone 2!
Bubba!
You want to say a few words, Bubba?
Can I say some words here?
Oh, it's a Rican.
This is a...
fucking
right, it's a Rican. And we will take over!
Yeah!
This man is 40 years old, has over 400 hours plus.
Watch what you say,
because
he's bigger than you.
That, my friend, is hard.
Yeah, that's
fucking
cool. Insane.
Hey, did he get to 100,000 yet?
Bravo. Yes, he did.
And I'm Johnny is a boy.
Yeah, you are.
And so the one, and also so calm.
What?
What
was that?
What?
What?
He might have
what?
Some what? Blood in him too. What?
Hey. You don't tell a Rican when to get off the mic. All right, I'm out. Peace out. Thank you. Indus Fest. It's the best.
Indus Fest.
Thank you, Johnny. Bubba, do you want to say anything?
Bubba, do you want to say anything?
That's 100, dude. That's 100,000.
I want to preface this by saying that that Bubba Barbecue actually sent me a PM on VG Evo, and he said, hey, man, I just want to let you know that that I was thinking about, you know, trying to actually hit 100,000 while I was at IndieFest.
And you understand if I'm at IndieFest, I can't play Killzone 2. Yeah. And that's a big problem.
So he got to a specific point and stopped playing Killzone until he got here so he could get to 100,000 at IndieFest.
Yeah. Cool. Floor is yours, sir.
I just want to give a shout-out to all the guys from BG Evo that I play with, especially the guys from the Zero Clan. Johnny's helped me out a lot, giving me a few tips, and you know, some of the other guys, Bleaky, Patriot.
Bleaky.
Jeez, there's so many. MJC, the motherfucking MJC. Is
the motherfucking MJC.
Yeah.
And, all those other guys, Rocket. There's too many of them to thank, you know. So it was, took a lot of work, and enjoy playing with these guys.
Awesome. Congratulations. Congratulations, brother.
Bubba. Bubba. In this fest, too, are you going to hit 200,000 or what?
Yeah. Well, they say Killzone 3 is going to be out next year. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bubba Barbecue, our new news guy.
All right, that's about it, I think.
I think that is about it. Do you have anything else before we take out of here?
Fucking thank you, guys.
I know.
I'm not talking about this.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, thank you, but...
Hey, guys.
I cannot fucking believe that you guys
actually
came up.
Mr. Jeff Chorney has
this. You're crazy, but I'm sure these douchebags agree. I've been a part of, like, a lot of video game communities from 1UP to IGN... to fucking GameSpot, whatever.
Gamers Liberation Front.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, that one too. It's fine.
Yeah. No,
whatever.
Awesome, but I have never been to a community that is so, it's growing on a daily basis that I've never, it's like home. You guys all fucking rock. Every single person that is here, that is listening. Mm-hmm. Ever since day one we joined, it's...
So welcoming. And
yeah, like, everyone's been awesome, and...
And for those that for those of us that have been listening from the start, we were like super skeptical about it, about joining up with VG Evo and being a part of the podcast network. It's like on episode like two,
they were
like, hey, you guys are welcome to join the podcast network, and we were kind of like, I don't know.
Thanks, Ken.
And by the time we about, I think it was like episode 10 or 11, we joined VG Evo, and
best decision
yes,
ever.
Yes, exactly. Because if it wasn't for that, this wouldn't be happening. Seriously.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
And let's fucking party. Let's fucking party. That's...
Reekin' Fest!
That is our show. That is
our episode 100 is in the bag.
Yes! I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. Until next week, when I get kissed by another man. Until next week, when we're going to be talking about Uncharted. My name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. Talk to you next week.
And I'm Reekin.
I fucking love you guys, man. I fucking love you guys.
Dude.
I don't want you out. Alright, let everybody know. Free Rock Band.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Battle of Brew just said Free Rock Band when we are done.